following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week four of the 2019 football season, and the 3-0 Clay County Bulldogs are barking loud after their program's first ever win against Region 4A foe Joe Burns last week. Head coach Jake Johnson and his black and gold squad are trying to pull off another program first tonight. They're playing to be the first Bulldog team to start 4-0 in the 21st century. And to do it, they've got onto the big yellow bus for the second week in a row. Their 60-mile commute onto the Cumberland Plateau has brought them to Crossville, Tennessee, home of the 0-3 Cumberland County Jets and their head coach, Eric Ballew. The Jets haven't captured an outright victory since October the 28th, 2016. But it's homecoming here tonight, and the Jets are looking to soar. Opposites collide tonight is the undefeated Bulldogs, who've been taking a bite out of the competition, and the winless Jets, who are just trying to get out of the hangar, meet for the fourth time.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert. He'll mend it.
PDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the Clark Carquest pregame show in our fourth broadcast this season of live Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network. For the second time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action as it unfolds tonight. As always, I'm thrilled this evening to be joined by our multi-talented network producer, Rob Edwards.
Well, thank you, Daniel. It's here we sit in one of the nicest facilities that we visited over the past three seasons.
Certainly so. Crossville here at Cumberland County High School, it's a big school, and they've got a nice press box. Also joining us, as always, is our network's resident maestro, Thomas Weaver.
Gotta love it, Daniel. Second week in a row, just like you said, the Dogs have been on the road, and we're here making the trip again tonight. And we normally try to make the most of it with a good pregame meal, but, you know, it's been a tough week, and we're a little off our game, so McDonald's had to do tonight.
Settled for McDonald's. It filled the belly, though.
Right, it did. But, you know, there's these Dogs, I tell you what, I don't think they're off their game at all, guys. After what we saw last week on the road at Joe Burns, what a win for the program. The community, all of us old alumni guys, and the entire Bulldog Nation.
Top five win of the last 20 years, no doubt.
It was, and it was a pleasure to be on hand to call that one, and I hope we get to see something very similar here tonight in Crossville, because these guys, these Bulldogs have come up here to keep it rolling, guys.
Big opportunity here tonight. It's a non-region game. There's not a lot on the line except momentum, except confidence, rolling into what's going to be a huge one next week against Gordonsville.
No doubt about it. And there's another group that always keeps it rolling here on the Horizon Sports Network. And that comes for one reason only, and that is our sponsors who make it all happen. Daniel, again, we say this every week, but we can't say it enough because we mean it. It would mean even more if folks that sponsor us would hear from our listeners, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that the sponsors listen. We try to always give them the credit for all this, and I know I strive to try to do business with them, and hopefully our listeners will too.
Sure do, and we also want to ask everybody while we're begging, you know, to get somebody to talk to our sponsors for us. We also want to beg them to pick up a copy of our Delhalla Horizon newspaper that we do each week because, again, that's where this all started. About 15 years ago, we started the paper, and we're in year three of broadcasting football, Daniel, and it's been a fun ride. We've got a long way to go.
It has. I almost feel a little guilty sometimes that it's almost, of course, we do it for the team and the community, but I think I get as much or more pleasure out of it than any of them.
We do. And, folks, up next, as we do every week during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's newspaper in our Horizon Weekly Recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's historic win over Joe Burns. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and now it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game. The headline read, Daniel, Dogs Down Red Devils 16-8 in Region 4A Battle, and the story talked about how Clay County beat Joe Burns for the first time in history to prove they're a force to be reckoned with in their conference and get one step closer to their goal of hosting the first playoff game ever on John Peoples Field. The article went on to explain how head coach Jake Johnson considered the win much more than just a stepping stone. I feel like this is the most complete game we've pieced together, and it should be a catalyst for things to come, he said. To know we can play with anybody, that's a big turning point for the program, for us to do things that have not been done before, and just getting them to believe. Now we'll go toe-to-toe with anybody and not care. That's who we are, and everything is about these kids, he continued. They are war dogs, Daniel, he said, and they play to win. It's just in them. And the name he used is spot on, because they definitely lived up with it, lived up to it last week, as your summary is going to show.
They did. I read that this week. I liked it. The war dogs. Let's see why he dubbed them that. His team took the field like they were seasoned warriors and immediately marched to pay dirt with a nine-play, 65-yard drive capped off by a scoring strike from senior quarterback Jay Cashock to his classmate and favorite target, White Burks. Then senior Will Ogletree took advantage of a huge push from his offensive line for the two-point conversion, and the Dogs claimed an 8-0 lead. The remainder of the opening period and the majority of the second stanza featured a defensive stalemate as both teams jockeyed for field position. But Joe Burns finally found a chink in the Bulldog armor. After Clay County's defense neutralized the Red Devil run game, the home team struck with a deep pass to set them up inside the red zone, where they punched it in and converted their own two-pointer to knock things up at 8 heading into the break. The Dogs forced a Joe Burns punt on the opening drive of the third quarter, which set up something rarely seen in football at any level. Clay County put together a 21-play, 93-yard scoring drive that spanned parts of two quarters and running a total of 8 minutes and 56 seconds off the clock. The epic advance, which began on the Dogs' own 7-yard line, included a half-dozen first downs and a trio of fourth-down conversions, the first of which came on the drive's fourth play with a fake punt. From the Dogs' 15-yard line, Ashlock, who's the normal punter, caught the long snap near his own end zone and rifled it downfield towards freshman Jimmy Burchett, who laid out for an amazing catch just beyond the sticks. Ogletree, Ashlock, and sophomore Carson Sharp followed up the momentum-shifting conversion with big gains to move the ball well into Red Devil territory, where the big signal caller picked up another fourth-down conversion with the sneak to set up first and goal at the 10. Then, following a penalty and a quarter change, Ashlock hit Burks from 8 yards out on fourth down for their second scoring connection of the contest. Again, the Dogs rode Ogletree up the gut for the two-point conversion, and Clay County took what turned out to be the decisive lead with 11-11 remaining in the ballgame. Behind another long completion, the Red Devils were in business on the Bulldog 2-yard line when the tide quickly turned on one play by junior defensive force and all-state lineman Dalton Goad. Goad blew up the Joe Burns tailback at the goal line and calmly watched as the ball carrier picked up two personal fouls in frustration and was ejected from the game. After the penalty yardage was stepped off, Joe Burns still had life, but senior Wesley Walker quickly took away any remaining Red Devil pulse with a fourth down sack. Ogletree ran 5 times on the Dogs' final possession to run out the clock, allowing his team to head back east with the crucial conference victory. Final score, Clay County 16, Joe Burns 8.
What a game it was, Daniel. And the Dogs racked up 270 tough yards on 56 total plays in the hard-fought win, including 42 rushes for 176 yards and Ashlock's 94 yards on 9 of 14 passing. Also had the two touchdowns. Sharp was the leading rusher with 76 yards on 16 carries. Ogletree wasn't far behind with 66 yards on 15 rushers and the two two-point conversions. And Ashlock also carried 11 times for 34 yards. Burks was the leading receiver with four catches for 51 yards and the two touchdowns. And Ogletree had three for 24, while Jimmy Burchett had the huge 13-yard catch, and Sharp had one for six. Defensively, Burks was the tackle leader for the third game in a row with six. Ogletree had five, two of them for loss, and freshman Alec Kerr completed four stops. Goad, Sharp, Jimmy Burchett, and junior Bryson Burchett recorded three apiece, while Walker, who had a sack in the TFL, junior John Copeland, sophomore Wade Coons, and freshman Jelfred Markham, who had his third interception on the season and a tackle for loss, all had two tackles each, while freshman John Hamilton also had one stop. Just a great game overall and pretty good stats to boot.
Group effort, well-coached game by Coach Johnson and Coach Dickerson. They did a great job. The team and the coaches really honed in.
Yeah, it was great, man. A great game to write about. And, folks, we hope you enjoyed that summary of what was in the newspaper. Next week, you can get all of the same information, details, and pictures. Again, Daniel, I want to say this. Great photos this year coming from those students on CCHS's media page online.
Students, they're doing it for the yearbook, and you get access to that, and it's just wonderful.
It is. And there are for sale on that website, so they can go, players can look up their photos, families, whatever, and to that website and purchase and download those pictures also.
Excellent stuff, spearheaded by faculty member Amy Dodson.
That's right. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Dogs versus Jets here on the road in Crossville on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was born. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made 21 appearances in the TWSAA playoffs, first in 1983 and most recently in 2018. Their playoff record is 8-21. The furthest advancement the Bulldogs have made was in the semifinals in 1985. The Jets of Cumberland County have made 5 playoff appearances, first in 1982 and most recently in 2015. Cumberland County has a playoff record of 1-5. Their furthest advancement is the second round in 1982. These teams are meeting for only the fourth time in their histories. They first squared off in 1939 when Crossville beat Salina 44-9. The Jets won again in 1940, 19-9. And the teams had a scoreless tie in their most recent series action, and that was all the way back in 1941. That gives Clay County a 0-2-1 record in the series. We'll go ahead and go to break, come back, and do a big bite to Bulldog history on the backside.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operations today. Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show. We'll continue about a Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. We will continue highlighting a black and gold squad tonight that's celebrating either a lustral ending in 5 or decadal ending in 0 anniversary. Last week's team was 1954, who is celebrating their 65th anniversary. Tonight we turn the spotlight onto the 1959 team, who is celebrating their 60th anniversary. Thomas, this one of the Bulldog great teams. Not only are they celebrating an anniversary, but in our Horizon Sports Power Rankings last year, they came in 17th overall statistically, led by a strong defense. They only gave up 7.6 points per game defensively, and that actually ranked them in the top 10 on that side of the ball, 7th. Offensively, they scored 19.8 games. Points per game, and had a 6-4 record. We'll go ahead and dive a little deeper into them, and this is a huge class of upperclassmen that's on this team. I'll let you share names here from the players from that era.
It was, and this is one you're going to recognize right off the bat. We'll wait on those upperclassmen, the lone freshman, Jodan Fox.
In yearbook. Yeah, seems strange just for one.
Yeah, but Jodan Fox, the former mayor of Salina, of course, four sophomores, Dwight Swan, Richard Bubbles Upton, Carl Smith, and Fred Spivey. And then here you go. You're talking about them. Did you count them, Daniel?
I did not.
About 20 almost, I think, upperclassmen here. 10 in each row, it looks like to me.
11 in each row.
11 each row.
22 between these two groups.
22. This is the junior group. Franklin Poindexter, Haskell White, Roland Smith, Carl Reese Napier, Bill Markham, Ronald Brown, Earl Abney, Mel Brown, Noel Cherry, Kenneth Cherry, and James Holman. And that was just the junior class, and we already recognized some of those legendary names there. And then led by 11 seniors, so they had two full football teams in their upper class.
Yeah.
Dallas Cummins was a senior. Dr. Doug Young, I assume.
That's right. That was him.
Dickie Roberts of Cedar Hill fame. Great man there. Faye Watson, Jerry Stevens, John Clark Donaldson, Raymond Davis, Mayfield Brown, Linnell Thompson, Frank Boone, and Jerry Fox. And Daniel, you know, we hear some Hall of Fame names.
Yeah.
We hear some well-known names in this class. Just great men, if nothing else, overall. And I'm sure they were equally as good athletically on the football field.
Absolutely. A lot of them staying around Clay County throughout their lives.
That's right.
Huge impacts around. You know, Doug Young served as a principal for a long time, director of schools. We see John Clark Donaldson. Everybody knew him as a local veterinarian. Mayfield Brown, another director of school superintendent back in his time. So, and Jerry Fox, I've got to mention him. Folks that aren't from this older generation don't realize how outstanding a quarterback he was. He's in the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Just a great group.
You could talk about them all like that.
Absolutely.
We just don't have time for it.
That's right.
Sure. And, of course, John Clark Donaldson, a longtime school board member, too,
yes.
Daniel. And they're also coached by a man with even more legend, and that's the great John Teeples. And Daniel, of course, the Clay County High School football field named after him. And ironically, his son, Dr. Pat Teeples, is the athletic director here at Cumberland County where we sit and is taking great care of us here on the Horizon Sports Network tonight.
He has, your right. And they were assistant coached by Lincoln Wilkerson, a name that many are familiar with around the area.
Right, and trainer Sam Lynn, managers Thomas Arms, Dwight Cherry, Jackie Rich, and James Smith. So, again, just a lot of names people are going to know and enjoy to hear.
That's definitely so. Let's take a little deeper look inside the season that they had. They did open up 0-1. They had a debut loss to Smith County 6-20, and then they went on an impressive three-game win streak. They beat York Institute 41-9, Livingston 27-9, and Monterey 33-9 before in the fifth game of the season dropping to 3-2 as they lost in a close one to Jackson County 14-18.
Boy, I hate to see that.
Yeah, me too. But, 41-9 over York, 27-9 over Livingston. Huge wins.
That's a good trade-off.
Then they had a sixth game of the year, McMinnville City. That was a win, 6-9. Lost to a strong Tompkinsville, Kentucky team, 6-12. Just whooped Baxter, 38-9. And then played who was undefeated at the time, the ninth game of the season, 8-0 Madison. They lost to Madison 14-20. And that was a rivalry at the time that dated back to the 1955 Tobacco Bowl, that second consecutive Tobacco Bowl, where we played and lost to Madison. So played them several times after that Tobacco Bowl game. And they finished off the season as you like to do, with a win over Gordonsville, 13-6, wrapping up that 6-4 season. I can't remember. I don't know if you had to win 7 at that time to be bowl eligible or not. They didn't advance to postseason play. There was not a playoff system in place at that time.
Right.
But just a great season by that group of legends.
It was, and I apologize about the Jackson County loss. I'll trade one loss to the Blue Devils any day to beat Livingston and Gordonsville.
That's a pretty good point. Going a little further here, we've got a little more information. This about the cheerleaders from that time. We've got a picture of all of the team, the cheerleaders and the football queen. You can catch those in the upcoming version of the Dale Hall Horizon. I know I saw the 1954 photos this past week. I hope that everybody appreciates that as much as I do. The cheerleaders that year were Faye Sullivan, Gay Melton, Ruth McLaren, Nancy Eads, Carol Odell, Hazel Kilman, LaMaria Thompson, Anna Webb, Connie Smith, and Carolyn Melton. Pretty big group. And the football queen that year, as I've mentioned before, we're only mentioning the football queens rather than the homecoming queen, since the football queen is voted on only by the football team rather than the entirety of the student body. Football queen all the way back in 1959, 60 years ago, Miss Sue Heston. And I also have a picture of her that'll be run. So, such a pleasure for me, Thomas, to talk about this team from 60 years ago, and they were really good.
They were, and, it's a pleasure to have this information, and I know you don't like for me to say this, but we wouldn't have it without you, Daniel, and all the work you've done, and it's paying off for a lot of people to And the biggest thing about it, not just being able to talk about it here on the air, but now that it's recorded, it's always going to be there.
Well, that's true, and in the newspaper as well. Folks, this has been about a Bulldog history. We were proud to talk about the 1959 football team who was celebrating their 60th anniversary, and it's been brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Haig Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Haig Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat, so come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is the Carquest Pregame Show, and now it's time for How They Fare from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Well, thanks for kicking it to me there, Daniel. Monroe County, Kentucky, fell to 1-2 last week at the hands of the Glasgow Scotties, a score of 57-14. This week they have Barron County.
You know, it's kind of neat to learn a little bit about football in Kentucky.
It is.
You talked about it a couple weeks ago, but apparently the Scotties are pretty tough.
Clinton County, Kentucky, moved to a 1-1 after a 35-7 win over McCreary Central. They are idle again this week. This is their second week off in the last 4 weeks.
That may go back to them possibly being independent, not playing in a region, maybe couldn't find games to play.
Anything's possible. Joe Burns last week fell 0-3. They lost to Clay County 16-8. This week they are at 3-0 Houston County.
You know, the Red Devils, they may be 0-3 best 0-3 team I've seen in a long time.
They're good. They'll beat somebody that, and folks will say, wow, I didn't think there was any good.
They're good. And playoff bound, too.
Yeah.
This Cumberland County team that we play tonight lost to Livingston last week, 42-0. They currently sit at 0-3, I think, as you mentioned in the earlier in the pregame show. Gordonsville High School tonight is at Trousdale County after a 42-18 win over Pickett County last week. Gordonsville's currently 1-2.
A lot of classic battles between those teams over the years. That's going to be at the Creek Bank. I've got a favor of the Yellow Jackets. Not much of a bold prediction there, but I like Trousdale in it.
Well, no doubt about that, Daniel. But we will find out maybe what kind of Gordonsville team we actually have coming up next week in that huge homecoming matchup.
You don't want to overlook anybody, but I'm certainly looking forward to that one
next week.
For sure. So. Westmoreland High School moved to 2-1 on the season with a 35-7 win over Jackson County tonight. They're playing out of region at White's Creek.
We were kind of talking about Westmoreland on the way over, I think it was. A bit of an unknown there.
Yeah. There's a lot of years they've been really good. We played them a lot back in the 80s and were familiar, but that's 30 years ago. Even now, they're never horrible. And sometimes they're really good.
Pickett County fell to 1-2 after that loss to Gordonsville, score of 18-42. Tonight, they're hosting Eagleville. I think we met their bus there in Livingston on the way up here. White County High School suffered their first loss of the year, 32-29 score to Christian Academy in Knoxville. Tonight they play their biggest rival, Cookeville.
So
that one's probably...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. I was going to say that one's probably going to be ugly, but that other one was a classic barn burner.
29-32 with CAK.
How do you get that?
White County may be... we may have a hold of something there when we meet them.
And apparently, Monterey didn't get the word of your prediction last week, Daniel. They went ahead and rolled over Red Bull and Springs 47-6. But it was a bold prediction nonetheless.
I suppose I just need to quit prognosticating because that was pretty bad. Pretty bad.
Monterey continues to play down tonight as they play 0-3 Harriman.
Well, I've been calling it cupcake. It may be donuts.
And Red Bull and Springs fell to 0-2 after losing 47-6 to Monterey. They are at Jackson County tonight. Dogs' opponents last week were 4-5. They are 11-17 overall. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. About 23.5 minutes away from kickoff here as we look down over Holder Field in Crossville, Tennessee. We hope you will stay with us. We will be right back.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shake the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you mend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the Carquest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game-time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Crossville, where the Dogs will take on Class 4A Cumberland County for the first time in nearly 80 years. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson and senior running back and linebacker Will Ogletree for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over today.
I appreciate you coming, Thomas.
And Will, appreciate you guys sitting in with us, too.
Yeah.
Coach, where do we start? All I can say is what an epic win that was last Friday night at Joe Burns for this community, for this team, for Bulldog Nation.
Absolutely. To my knowledge, of course, the sample size is pretty small. I don't ever recall in a Clay County team actually beating Joe Burns, which is huge, huge on the road, 2-plus-hour trip. And, Coach Tom Atkins is almost a living legend, if you will. So anytime you can come in and, there's region implications of that game as well and handle business, it's a big win.
It is, and you're right, Coach. That was our fifth meeting with Joe Burns, never beat him before. So another making of history for this Bulldog team.
Absolutely, and hopefully it'll be the first of several to come this year.
And we've said it all year, what it took to get that win, it was another total team effort. These guys you've got on this team, they're all players.
Oh, absolutely. And selfless is the best way to put it. Week in and week out, doesn't matter who gets the job done, whoever gets what, it's just, hey, it's all about the team. And we've got a great group of guys that believe in that.
And I had a lot of guys step up. And this guy right here, Coach, talk about stepping up. What does Will Ogletree mean to this team?
Physicality. He's not a guy that's going to be out and very vocal. However, he's still a leader. He leads by example, handles his business day in and day out. And we'd struggled throughout the first couple of weeks getting him established and getting him full speed. But, you wouldn't have thought that the other night. He really carried us in crucial situations, converted some third down, just a little flat route out of the backfield. Anytime we needed short yardage, we're giving it to Will Ogletree. So we could not have established a lot of those drives, and he made a lot of huge plays, a couple tackles for loss in that game. It was all over the field.
He was, and Will, we've talked about it. I know it's in your blood with the legend of your father, Craig, but that's the way he played, and it's the way you played the other night. What an effort you gave on both sides of the ball.
Thank you.
Really proud of what you did. Talk about, last year you had to sit out with injury. What's it mean to be able to come back and contribute to this team and make some history alongside your teammates?
It's my senior year, my last go-around. I'm excited to be out there.
Well, you could definitely tell that, especially last Friday night. And, it started right off the bus. Talk about how you got started fast and hit the field focused, despite that, 2-hour bus ride?
It was a long bus ride, but I think we were all focused and ready to play, and we showed up and hit them in the mouth.
You did hit them in the mouth, and it was basically perfection on that first drive. We saw you kind of take control, as Coach said, on those fullback dives and get those tough yards. Had to feel good to get rode a little bit.
Yeah, I like running it right up the middle.
They worked great. Coach, you know, we talked about on a team effort, but in the newspaper interview this week, you called these guys war dogs. And you had a bunch of them, and it wasn't just Will Ogletree the other night.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's something we joke about, you know, with the war dogs thing, but honestly, it's starting to stick. I mean, our dudes battle. I mean, when we get out there, it is war. And, you know, key situations, Wesley Walker had a big sack towards the end of the game. Dalton Gold came in huge with another tackle. For like when you need him, he's there.
That's
you
right.
know. Wyatt Burks had another fantastic game. Jake Ashlock, extremely efficient throughout the air. That O-line, I thought all night just pounded them. You know, so, I mean, we can talk about, you know, players, for 25 minutes, but, right. you know, heck, it was a team thing, and absolutely War Dog seems fitting right now.
I agree with you. And Will, you were kind of the top War Dog in that contest, just like we talked. You were the emotional leader. You know, we saw you on those tackle for losses getting up and, you know, pumping it up. And I don't know, I couldn't hear you. I was way up top, but I'd say you had a few choice words to say too and got the crowd fired up. That one really meant a lot to everybody, that win down there.
I don't really know what to say.
I understand. Well, I was kind of speechless after it too. But had a big crowd that came down there, mostly family and friends. But, you know, to win on the road in that atmosphere, and it had to be special.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't just – I tell you something else we talked about, Will. I called the seniors out, including yourself, before that game in the broadcast. And, you know, I thought it would take you guys taking it to another level, and you did. And it wasn't just you. It was – Jake, Wyatt, Wesley, even Big John Maynard coming in there and getting a push for you. This senior group you got is pretty solid.
Yeah, we're a good group of guys, and I feel pretty confident about the rest of the season.
I do too. And in that mix, somebody we hadn't talked about is how the freshmen and the young players have come along. And you got to put a little bit of that on you guys, Will and Jake and all your senior leaders. Talk about how they've meshed with you.
Yeah, we do have a lot of young guys playing, but, I mean, they do their job, and we do our job, and we just get it done, I guess, is what you'd say.
And then, Coach, you talked about it. There's a lot of big plays in that game, but we got to talk about Gold just a little bit on that goal line. He blew up that tailback, and that could have been the biggest, and you know, he kept his cool when 22 lost it, too. Y'all kind of been talking to Dalton and keeping him straight a little bit?
Yeah, he likes to get a little wild sometimes, and we got to, you know, calm him down.
Right.
Say, it's all right, calm down.
Right. But that aggression's what it's all about, isn't it, Coach?
No, absolutely. That's just who he is. You know, he's like that in the cafeteria. You know, he's always ready to go.
Right.
But you know, he's done a good job of maturing as far as that goes and understanding, you know, what is acceptable and what is not. And, you know, he did nothing to hurt us with that. And you know, it takes a big man to get swung at a couple times and, you know, understand that, you know, winning the game is bigger, I guess, than a personal vendetta.
Right. And that's when you came on with a tackle for loss after that, and Wesley, his big sack. And then, Will, maybe even more important than all of it, that's when Coach put the ball in your hands and you were the game ender by picking up those tough yards and running out the clock. How does that feel to be trusted in that moment?
That feels pretty good, I think. To be able to have the last drive as a senior, it's pretty good.
And you brought it home, that's for sure. Well, as big as that one was, guys, we've got another one, another big road trip tonight up the plateau to a big 4A school, Coach. Tell us a little bit about the Jets of Cumberland County.
Well, they're big, you know, which yeah, I don't want to be cutting on us any, but we are a little undersized. But I feel like we make up for that in speed and physicality. They can do some things to hurt us. You know, I know they're an 0-3 team. However, their quarterback runs the ball pretty well. He is an offensive threat, and just by sheer size, you know, anytime you go up in classification, it's a test. But, you know, being a small school, you don't have many options. You can either play up in your non-region contest, or you can travel 3 hours across the state. So, you know, why not try to win our area? And we figured that would be a good step in the direction that way.
Right. And Will, got to be a challenge for you too. You know, going to a big school, another chance to prove yourself. You know, a small town kid, and got to be something you're looking forward to going up to Crossville and kind of bringing this one home.
I'm ready. I mean, if Coach said, I think we're a little undersized, but we're definitely quicker. And I think that if everybody does what they're supposed to do, then we'll be all right.
Maybe a little different venue up there, big stadium, big wide open area, looks like. That factor in any at all, Coach?
You know, normally I think the guys will view it as more of a positive. You can't shake these guys much. You know, we're not a stranger to big venues. We actually started, opened up preseason at Upperman.
Sure.
You know, so I've yet to find anything that has phased these guys in the least bit. You know, they're just about their business.
Yeah. Well, they need to be about it tonight. All right, guys, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, will be back here next week with Coach Johnson to preview the Dogs' homecoming game with Gordonsville. We hope you'll join us then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson. Brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show live from Crossville, Tennessee. It's time now for the Westmoreland Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, we're on a pretty good roll, so what about offense tonight?
Well, first of all, I want to say, you know, I mentioned it earlier on, a little off my game tonight. We've had some things going on in our family, and I hope all of our listeners might say a prayer for my sister Emily and her immediate family as we move forward. So, again, I'm very unprepared for the keys to the game. Hadn't had a chance to do much research this week. But to me, offensively, you know, nothing fancy, Daniel. Just kind of the same thing we've been doing. I think you're going to see a heavy dose of quarterback Jay Cashlock with the ball in his hands, making the decision on whether to keep it up the gut or give it to the outside to Carson Sharp. You know, last week was all about Will Ogletree kind of banging ahead. I think you're going to see the speed of Sharp and maybe Alan Kerr this week be the factor there.
All right. What about defense?
Well, defensively, Coach Johnson, he mentioned it in the interview. You know, basically this Jet offense goes through their quarterback, and unfortunately we don't have his name at this point, but we'll be hearing it. And, you know, that's something historically Clay County has struggled with just a little bit, is the quarterback run, if you remember back to last year. And we saw a little bit out of Stein with the Albany team. That's what you're going to see tonight out of the Jets, I think. Everything's going to go through him. So I'd like to see Clay County, the defense, stand up and take care of business against that quarterback run and get set for some of these better teams that are coming.
I think they're up to the task. What about overall?
Well, overall, Coach touched on it. You know, you think about this game as kind of one of those trap games. We just had a huge momentum game last week to get up and beat Joe Burns, and you just can't help but look forward to next week's game in Gordonsville coming in to John Teeples Field. So, right in the middle, you've got a 4A school, Daniel, with a lot of size. It's a big stadium here, a different atmosphere. Hadn't been here in, almost 80 years.
Yeah, since 41.
So I think it's just all about worrying about what we do and doing it well and taking care of business tonight and getting out of here healthy.
All right. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Cumberland County skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature at kickoff will be 83 degrees. At halftime, it will drop to 79, and by the end of the game, a milder 76. Humidity in Crossville currently is 51%. No precipitation is falling today. There is a 15% chance throughout the contest, and a slight wind of 4 miles per hour out of the northwest. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. and they are folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers, one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for the full coverage final word. Well, we asked Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Strong Strong Insurance. Coach, it's time for you to cover it all, just like your agency does.
Well, guys, I think the most important preparation for this game may have already happened this week. Hopefully these guys were able to block out the height of the 3-0 start. And, you know, I think it's great that the community's excited and the school's excited. Everybody's excited. Everybody's patting them on the back and telling them how good they are. Hopefully, that hasn't gone to their head and, you know, that they're able to come out and focus early, focus on the task at hand. I think something else that's important. I know we're all three talking about, Gordonsville next week.
We are. Yeah.
You know, and you know they're thinking about it.
We're the media, though. We can do that kind of thing.
Well, you're right. We can. They can. Hopefully that's not the case. You know, they know that Cumberland County's last win, as you said earlier, was October 28th of 2016, their last outright win. And in those 32 losses since then, only twice have they scored 20 or more points.
Wow.
So I think if, you know, defensively, if we can hold them under 20, I really like our chances tonight. Only giving up 8 all season, I think.
We've kind of got that down pat.
Yeah. Hopefully that stays the same. And you know, again, when you're playing what I'm going to call an inferior team, you don't want to let them hang around. You know, we know that Cumberland County is bigger. They're bigger up front. They're bigger probably every position. But I really expect the Dogs tonight to
to play like a bunch of hot rabbits and just use their speed and quickness to outrun them, outrun the big guys.
Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Ashlock Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. It looks like Cumberland County will be receiving to start this ball game. We'll go ahead and bring you the offensive and defensive starters at this time for Clay County. They are brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Offensively for Clay County up front, left tackle Wade Coons, left guard Levi Garrett, center Seth Eads, right guard Dalton Gold, right tackle John Hamilton, receivers White Burks, Bryson Burchett, and Jimmy Burchett. Fullback, when we use one, Wesley Walker. Running backs, you'll see Will Ogletree and Carson Sharp, and the quarterback is Jack Ashlock. Defensively, out of that 3-3 stack defense, the nose guard, junior Dalton Goat. Defensive tackles, Wesley Walker and Wade Coons. Inside backers, White Burks, John Copeland, and Keaton Arms. Outside backers, Bryson Burchett and Joseph Markham. Cornerbacks, Carson Sharp and Jimmy Burchett. And they'll be joined in the defensive backfield by safety Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. We're getting close now to kickoff here from Crossville, Tennessee. First meeting of these two teams since 1941. Clay County's record against them is 0-2-1 in their prior three meetings. Crossville, the home team, they'll be traveling from right to left from our vantage point here in the what's a nice press box here at Cumberland County High School. The Jets are dressed in what we'll call sky blue helmets and jerseys. They have yellow numerals on those jerseys. They wear gray pants. Clay County, the visiting team, will be kicking off from left to right. They wear their white away jerseys. They have on black helmets and black pants. Freshman Alec Kerr will take care of the kickoff duties on this first kick anyway. Sometimes we see sophomore Wade Coons kicking off for him, but it will be Kerr to start this contest for the Bulldogs on the kickoff. Excited to get this one underway here from Crossville, Tennessee. Clay County playing to try to be the first team in the 21st century to start a season 4-0. The last time a Bulldog team did that was back in 1997. Which was my sophomore year in high school. Waiting for the officials to let things get underway here on the field. Thomas, we talked about it when we walked in. A lot bigger stadium than we're used to seeing here at 4A Cumberland County. At one time, they played in the largest classification of football in Tennessee. They don't now, but this place would seat several thousand.
It would. It's a huge venue, and I tell you what, they may not have won a game in, I don't know what you said, half a decade. A
couple years, yeah.
But they've got a crowd here tonight, Daniel.
It's homecoming here tonight.
It is
I'm
homecoming.
Sure that bolstered
right.
It some. We're still waiting for action to get started on the field. We thought we were ready. Both teams are lined up. And the officials now begin to clear out of the way, and we'll get this thing underway. Once again, Cumberland County will be traveling from right to left during this first quarter of action. Clay County from left to right. We're glad you've tuned in with us here on the Horizon Sports Network. And it's football time in Crossville, Tennessee as Kerr kicks it away. The Jet receiver has the fall on it. Cumberland County will take over from their own 31-yard line to start this one. 69 yards away from the end zone will be the Jets.
Talking about the crowd there, Daniel, we've got looks like about maybe a fifth over here in the lower left-hand corner, but a pretty good turnout from Salina also.
We always travel well. It's actually on the Jet 30. They're 70 yards away. Quarterback's in the gun. Pass to start the game. Wide open receiver. It's caught. This one could go the distance. It's across the 40, 30. Finally brought down. Alec Kerr, the freshman, in a blown coverage to start this contest. The receiver number 22 for the Jets was Trevin McGee, a sophomore. Kerr records his first tackle of the contest and a huge first down play for the Jets. They have it now in Bulldog territory. The ball sets at the Clay County 22.
A great throw right there, Daniel. The receiver, like I say, busted coverage, ran right under it in stride. If it wasn't for Alec Kerr and how he can fly, it's a touchdown.
Three Jets split wide to the right, one to the left. Running back at the right hip, a quarterback who's in the shotgun. It's number 14, quarterback keeper around right side. Dodges one tackle. White Burks makes the stop. Good pickup, though, for the quarterback, Trevor Parsons, for the Jets on first down.
And we see right off the bat the quarterback run on the second play, just kind of a power over that right tackle out there, Daniel, and picked up nice yardage on the first run of the night.
Pickup of 8, setting up second and 2. The ball rest at the Bulldog 15. Parsons in the gun, running back at his right hip. He goes up to go again. Dalton goes there to make the stop. Probably going to be a tackle for loss. His Ball State junior quickly getting involved. We'll have to check the down marker to see if it retreats to credit whether it's a tackle or a tackle for loss.
Well, that's one way to stop the quarterback run. Turn Dalton, go loose, and see what you get.
No gain. 3rd and 2. 4 down territory. Ball at the Bulldog 15 after that big first pass play for the Jets.
Under center now.
Trevor Parsons did step under center. Now he backs back into the gun. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Hand off to a running back. He's hitting the backfield and brought down. Does not get enough for the first down. Picks up 1. Bulldog tackler, we're going to credit Wade Toombs, man on the bottom of the pile.
We can already see it, Daniel, and it should have been one of my keys to the game, and that's the Bulldog penetration. After the big play, this defensive line is really standing up and getting more penetration than I've seen all year long.
4th and a long 1 for the Jets. They've got 2 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. Fullback in the backfield. He sits at left side. Parsons in the gun, running back at his left hip. Motion across the formation. Parsons going to keep it up the gut. He does not get the first down. It's going to be a turnover on downs here. Tackler was.
You know who, Daniel. Dalton Goad standing up on his first drive to get Clay County the ball back.
Shades of what we saw last week at Joe Burns, Tennessee, and Dalton Goad imposing his will. Clay County going to take over after what was a pretty scary opening play from the Jets. They had around 70 yards on the pickup. Flipped the field. Looks like they might score on the possession, but Clay County takes over at the 9:40 mark of this first quarter. The ball does rest at the Bulldog 14-yard line. 86 yards away from the end zone. Here we go. Ashlock in the gun. No back set. 3 wide to the right, 2 to the left. First time we've seen this season. Ashlock by himself, 5 yards behind center, Seth Eads. Junior center, I'm sorry. Carson Sharp, speed sweep to the right. Actually, it was out at Kerr on the carry. He loses yards. Play originated at the Bulldog 14. Now they spot it at the 1. No, not the 1, but the 11. I'm off tonight. I'll get it going, folks.
We are a little bit, Daniel.
Loss of 3 on the play for Kerr, setting up 2nd and 13.
You know, you saw it there. Just another way to get the ball to Alec Kerr and try to use his speed. He motioned out from that slot receiver on the top side and got the jet. Just didn't go anywhere, Daniel.
2nd and 13, 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Ashlock to pass. Ball's away. Targeting Bryson Burchett. Dropped it. Pretty good pass. Burchett just couldn't hang on to that ball. Don't know that he was expecting it, Thomas.
He wasn't. He pressed the defensive back out here one-on-one on the outside. Got on his toes. Just didn't come out of his break quite aggressively enough, and the ball got on him too quick. Should have been a completion there, Daniel. Now it's 3rd down and long.
3rd and 13. Ball at the Bulldog 11. Under 9 minutes on the first quarter clock. Ashlock in the gun by himself. 3 wide to the left, 2 to the right. Ball's downfield away.
Yes, sir.
Senior Will Oglesby catches. 35-40. Now to the 45 where he's brought down. 1st down and more. One of the few times we've seen Jake Ashlock go downfield with it this year, and it looked great. I'd like to see more of that out of the big senior quarterback. And just a quick mention, his grandparents, Rick and Wanda Denton, are listening to us tonight all the way from Ketchikan, Alaska, and they say we're sounding great.
Unbelievable, Daniel, that the reach of the Horizon Sports Network and an unbelievable play from the Dogs. Just a simple all-vert right there. Hit him in the scene, in stride, beautiful throw by Jake Ashlock.
Ball at the Bulldog 46. Ashlock, quarterback keeper, looks like a busted play, and he's going to lose yards on it. We'll have to see how much. They will spot the ball now at what we'll call the Bulldog 43. Loss of 3 on the play, setting up 2nd and 13.
Again, the Bulldogs going backwards a little bit, Daniel, but you can already see the superiority of this team. No pressure on Ashlock in the backfield, and great throws he's making so far. Let's see if Coach goes to the air here on second and long.
Second long from the 43. Two wide to the left. Two back set. Hand off to Sharp. He tests the left side. Turns the corner, gets positive yardage, advances up to around midfield. Probably a pickup of 5 to 6, depending on the spot. Looks like they spot him a little short of what I saw. No, they don't. Ball sets at the 49, the Bulldog 49. Setting up third and a long 6. 51 yards away from the end zone. It's scoreless here at the 7:35 mark of the first quarter. Clay County breaks huddle, approaches the line. Three wide to the right. It's Burchett, along with Kerr. Ashlock in the backfield. Ball to him. Tried to target White Burks on a slant to the weak side. Incomplete. Just a little high and wide. A safe pass, though.
It was, and, you know, Burks made a great play on the ball and just couldn't get both hands up to snag it there, Daniel. First time we've seen Ashlock hurry it just a little bit on that one. It had it set up three to this side, just like you said, and Burks singled up on the far sideline. Almost, but no scar.
Fourth and 7 now. Clay County gets in a punt formation. We did see them fake it last week from their own 15 at Joe Burns. The ball now at the midfield at the Bulldog 49. Ashlock does kick it away. Gets off a nice punt. Is not fielded. Will it stop short of the end zone? Yeah, nice job by Clay County. It looks like Carson Sharp hustling downfield downed it at the Cumberland County 2-yard line. Beautiful punt, Coach.
Hey, one of the best ones we've seen all year. Either, you know, from any team, our team or any team we play.
The downfield hustle by Carson Sharp is what set it up at the Jet, too. We used to see Jacob Burnett down there first, usually downing the ball. He's out, though, due to a broken foot, out for the season. So his speed will be missed. However, Sharp was there to take care of it. And here the Jets are from their own 2, deep in their territory. Quarterback's in the gun, running back at his left hip. Hand off to him. He tests the right side of the Bulldog defense, and nothing doing much there. Picked up 2 yards, setting up 2nd and 8.
I think that was the senior Wesley Walker with that stop, Daniel. The first of the night, he had that huge sack against Joe Burns. He's really come on in the next 2 games. Expecting big things out of him tonight.
2nd and 8, Parsons in the gun. Tied in and a flanker to the right, split into the left. Parsons now gets the shotgun snap, hands off the tailback quickly. He's brought down. Dalton Gold with another 3 tackles on the night already. His production already up quickly in this one.
Well, it's bottom line, they may have size up front, but they don't have the physicality and the grit that Dalton Gold, Wade Coons, and Wesley Walker have up front. It's 3-on-5, and the Dogs are winning it.
You're right. Ball at the Jet 5, 3rd and 7. Parsons in the gun, running back at his right hip. He looks to pass on 3rd down, ball's away, going to be caught. Tackle's quickly made by Carson Sharp. Sharp is aided by Bryson Burchett. It is a 1st down, though, for the Jets. They've got a pretty good little passing game, it appears.
Well, just like I talked about, and Coach Johnson knew it, not just the legs of the quarterback, Daniel, but he's got a pretty good arm, can get it out quick enough. That time, before Gold and Coons could get there, had the pressure on him, but a nice throw by the Jet quarterback.
1st and 10 for the Jets. Parsons in the gun, 2 wide to the right. Another hand on the backfield, and that's a huge tackle for a loss by Wesley Walker. Almost drove him back into the Jet end zone. He will not get all of that lost yardage where forward progress stops is where they set the ball at, but he drove him 15 yards deep. Does account for a loss of 4, moving it back to the Jet 10, 2nd and 14. Talk about Wesley Walker's
play. I can't talk enough about this front 3 and the way they've played on these first 2 possessions here, guys. And Walker, you can just see him gaining confidence every snap.
Scoreless ball game in the first
look
quarter.
Look at him again.
In the gun. Quick pass. It is off and complete. Sharp makes the tackle. Nice pickup, though, between Parsons and number 22. Trevin McGee, he is sophomore. He looks, he's a good-looking receiver, similar to D.J. Johnson last week at Joe Burns.
He got excited a little too quick, but I can't help but watch the rush of Wesley Walker, Dalton Gold, and Wade Coons right now up front. He better get it out quick, Daniel.
Ball sets at the Jet 22. Going to be 3rd and 2. Parsons in the gun. There is a running back to his left hip. Coach Edwards, if you ever catch his name and number, I'd like to have it, the tailback, that is. Parsons now gets the snap, hand off the tailback. Dalton goes with another tackle. Close to first down yardage, though. Very close. Picked up around two, and that's what he needed. We'll have to see where they spot it.
Just really hard to see from where we're at, Daniel. Those jerseys don't show the number really well.
No, the yellow numeral on the sky blue jersey, kind of hard. And we're further away from the field than we've ever been to call a game. The size of this stadium plus the width of the track has put us way back. And it looks like maybe a bad spot for Cumberland County on it. They're going to be marked shorter than I thought they were. It appears it's going to be fourth and one. There's an official timeout on the field for measurement. Let's go ahead and play one quick ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
It appears to be what we'll call fourth and very short, and a quarterback sneak does produce the first down. The down marker said third. I had them for fourth, but we'll go ahead and call it the 10th play of the drive coming up for the Jets, first and 10. Ball at the Jet, 27.
Tell you something we haven't mentioned, Daniel. The Jets are in a no-huddle offense, if you'll notice. They're really trying to speed things up here, keeping Clay County on the field. We don't do a lot of substitution defensively anyway.
Parsons in the gun, calls for motion across the formation, handing off to a wideout, number 24. He's around the end on the jet sweep, picks up close to first down yardage. Tackler is somebody for the Bulldogs. Thomas, did you see?
I think that was John Copeland, looked like Daniel, coming for his linebacker position on the offside to run that tailback down to make, or actually his wide receiver on the jet to make the play.
Number 24, Ronald Martin, the senior wideout on that carry. Picks up nine, setting up second one. Ball now rest at the jet. 36. Parsons in the gun. 3:30 and ticking. Scoreless ball game here in the first quarter. Parsons gets the snaps. Hands off the tailback. Another tackle for loss in the backfield by the Bulldogs, and the ball's loose. However, the Jets recover. But the fumble aided the Bulldogs because more yardage was lost on that. Who was the primary tackler, Thomas, before the fumble?
I think it was none other but Dalton Goad, Coach. Did you catch it there?
Let's go ahead and credit Goad with a tackle, and we won't call it a forced fumble since there wasn't a turnover, but Goad with a tackle for a loss. Third and eight after Goad's fine play, his fourth tackle this game already. Fifth, Thomas says. Jets with the ball. It sets at their 31. Parsons in the gun. Looks to pass. Ball's away. He's got a nice arm. It is complete. Tackle is missed by the Bulldog defensive back. Finally, a tackle was made. We'll credit Joseph Markham with it. He fell on it last. I believe somebody else tripped up the receiver. However, Cumberland County picking up a first down, and they're putting together a nice drive of their own.
They are. This tempo's working for them. It was a missed tackle. That was Jimmy Burchin on the outside, I think, Daniel, but it really wasn't. That ball was so close to being picked off, he didn't know quite what to do to make the stop, so he got down around his legs and just kind of missed him there. Fortunate to run him down.
12th play of the drive coming for the Jets. It sets at their 45. They started at their 2. Another quick pass. We're playing soft coverage, and the Jets are hurting us right now. The receiver caught it, stepped out of bounds, picked up 7 before he did so, though.
He did pick up 7, but I tell you what, that's his first stop of the night, and it was a punishing one from the senior, Will Ogletree. Had a huge game last week, Daniel, and he's starting to show up here. And again, this jet quarterback and this tempo giving Clay County a little trouble, and it's a great play by Cumberland County here to kind of fend off that pass rush of Clay County.
Second and 3. Hand off to fullback. Picks up the first down. Advances now into Bulldog territory. Down to the Bulldog 44. 14th play of this jet drive coming. They're chewing up clock. They took over at the 7-minute mark, and now we're down to 2 minutes to play in this opening quarter. It's scoreless here. We're seeing very eerily similar game already unfolding in front of us as we saw Joe Burns last week. Ball control, not a lot of deep downfield plays. And then the quarterback goes. He's around right side, picks up 8 yards. Trevor Parsons, the senior quarterback, a force to be reckoned with, is on first down. He pulls it out of the gut of the fullback, keeps it himself, goes around the right side of his offensive line, picking up 7 yards to set up 2nd and 3. The ball now sets at the Bulldog 37-yard line.
Wade Coons lit up that tailback right there, Daniel. Unfortunately, he didn't have the ball. Great play by the Jet quarterback.
Parsons in the gun, 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Another handoff up the gut. Yardage, close to first down yardage, pick up around 5, and I do believe the chains will move as it's advanced down to the Bulldog 32. Catch the tackler on that.
This is Wyatt Birch, his third of the night, Daniel. He made the last one, too.
First down for the Jets. Fine drive. 16th play of it coming. As I've said a couple times, it started at their own 2. They've advanced all the way across midfield into Bulldog territory down to the Clay County 32. Minute 15 and ticking. Parsons in the gun. 2 wide to the right. Quick pass to the right. Jimmy Burchett making a nice play on the ball, though, knocking it down.
Again, that was he was even closer that time, Daniel. What a break on the ball Jimmy Burchett just made there. We've seen it all year long. So close to that pick six. Carson Sharp got one in the opener. There's another one coming quick.
I agree. We have a sophomore and a freshman on an island at corners, but they are great ball players. Parsons with it now. He's in the gun. 2nd and 10 after the incomplete pass. Hand off to number 2. He's up the gut, and he's absolutely decapitated by someone. I'm going to give credit to Wyatt Burks. Burks making his presence known from his middle linebacker position. Pickup of 1. Setting up 3rd. And 9. 18th play of this drive coming in the first quarter. Getting close to an end. 40 seconds and ticking. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Fullback and tailback in the backfield with Parsons, who's in the gun. Awaiting the snap. Here it is. Rolls to his left. Wanting to pass. Has time. Ball's away. Incomplete. Hit the ground. Stopping this first quarter clock. Well, actually, yeah. Stopping it at 25 seconds.
Again, I can't say enough about what Cumberland County's doing right here, keeping the Clay County defense on the field. And they're playing quick, Daniel. You're seeing Dalton Gold and Coons with their pass rush getting to the backfield, and by the time they get lined up, they're snapping the ball. We hope we can hold up to this. I'm sure Cumberland County's got players. Look at the sidelines. They're covered with about 80, it looks like. They're going to play one way. We got to play both.
4th and 9. Big play for the Dogs. 25 seconds, and the stop is clocked after the, stopped after the incomplete pass. Parsons now. Double move. Has plenty of time. Walker was being held. He finally gets away. Now pressure comes in the form of Joseph Markham. Ball's away, and it is intercepted. Was he inbounds? No. They say Alec Kerr was out of bounds when he caught that pass. But actually, folks, it's better than he was. Had he intercepted the ball, Clay County would have took over at its own 15. The turnover on downs, Clay County picks up the ball at their own 31. So a bit of a break there that Kerr did not intercept it. So with 12.2 seconds remaining in the first quarter, Clay County's going to take over for their second possession of this opening stanza at their own 31. 1st and 10. Bulldogs break huddle. Offensive line gets set. Burks and Burchett split wide to the right. Jimmy Burchett split to the left. Ogletree and Sharp in the backfield with Ashlock. Hand off to Ogletree. He's around left side, running hard, keeps the feet moving. Picks up about 4. He advances up to the Bulldog 35-yard line on first down, setting up 2nd and 6. And the horn blows here at Crossville, Tennessee, at Cumberland County High School. We're scoreless at the end of 1.
From the Verizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue. Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Dale Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it.
Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Second and seven. Ashlock in the gun for the first play of the second quarter. Hand off to Will Ogletree. He's across the 35, brought down at the Bulldog 37. Pick up of, let's go ahead and call it three for Will Ogletree there. Setting up. What's going to be third and a long three? Very manageable third down for the Bulldogs.
Well, you talked about the similarities of last week's game at Joe Burns. It's getting real similar now with Ogletree getting the last two carries here, Daniel, and getting us in third and short. That was the formula last week. Why not try it again?
I agree. Coach Johnson talked about this game. He said, hey, this is a Cumberland County team that's not won a lot lately, but they're pretty good. Here we go. Heavy set. Two back set. We have Ogletree on first down. Yes. Works right through the line. Picks up a lot. Easily gets the first down yardage. Advances all the way up to the Bulldog 49. 1 yard away from crossing midfield. I like that heavy set. We saw it feature a lot at Joe Burns, and here we are. Clay County going to stay in it. I see Senior Wesley Huff out there along with Big Maynard, and it's Ogletree up the gut again quickly, and he picks up around five, advancing now past midfield. The ball will set at the Jet 47. Pick up a four for Ogletree. Sets up second in the short six. We'll see if Coach Johnson continues with it.
If I know him, I feel like I know him pretty well, Daniel. When he gets something working, he sticks with it. Look for a little play action off of this, though, maybe for a strike here in the next couple plays.
Toss sweep to Carson Sharp, right side, out of that same set. He's cut off from the corner, reverses field, picks up, actually picks up nothing. He loses four. No, I'm sorry, loses three on that carry, setting up third and nine. Second quarter action coming at you here from Elmer Holder Stadium at Cumberland County High School. Clay County with it, third and nine, ball at the Jet, 49-yard line. 10:05 and ticking in this second quarter. We're scoreless. It's been a good contest so far. Crossville coming out and had a good passing game, was able to eat up a lot of first quarter clock. Three wide to the left, one to the right, Ashlock in the gun. Ashlock rolls to his left, balls away. First caught it, first down. Now at the 35, still on his feet, is brought down. It appears they might spot him short of the 35 at the Jet 36. Nice pickup on third and nine to keep this Clay County drive alive. That was the sixth play of the drive. It is spotted at the Jet 36. Pickup of what I think was 13 on that pass play between Ashlock and his favorite target, fellow classmate, Senior White Burks. 9:30 and ticking. Clay County jogging up to the line out of the huddle. Ashlock in the gun. Empty set. Three wide to the right, two to the left. Alec Curran motion across the formation. Fake to him. Woo! Take Ashlock up the middle. He has 20 yards quickly before I even found the football. A nice play fake to the motion back Alec Kerr. Ashlock quickly goes up through the middle, advancing up to the Jet 19, putting the Bulldogs in the red zone for the first time tonight.
You know, we've seen the Jet sweep twice, once to Sharp, once to Kerr. Both go for negative yardage, Daniel. But they also set up that run right there by Jake Ashlock, faked the Jet, cut it up the gut, and we know what he can do with it.
Eighth play of the drive coming. First and 10, ball at the Jet 19. Ashlock hands off to Alec Curran on the speed sweep. He's around right side, going to get to the end zone. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Alec Curran. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And this tie is broken at the 8:51 mark of the second quarter as the freshman speedster puts his team up 6-9.
What a run by Alec Kerr. That one had it all, Daniel. It didn't go but less than 20 yards, but he made two cuts on it, done a little jig and a jive, and took it to the house. first rushing touchdown of his career for Alec Kerr.
First of many, a 19-yarder. Clay County going to go for two. Heavy set. Will Ogletree up the gut. Gets in there. They used it at Joe Burns last week. They used it. They used it twice successfully, actually, that very play. Just a little fullback dive. Ogletree hits it so hard behind Gold and Coons and Garrett and Eads, and it was good for two. Clay County up 8-9 at the 8:51 mark of the second quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We're back here at Cumberland County High School. Kickoff is made. Jets have it. Tackle's made by, that's 7 or 2. That's 7, Wesley Walker on the tackle. He gets a lot of those. We were just talking here about Ashlock's big run. He advanced from the 36 down to the 19, so a pickup of 17 for him that helped set up that 19-yard rush by Alec Kerr that has the Bulldogs in front, 8-9, at the 8:45 mark of the second quarter. Jets with the ball, Parsons in the gun, 1st and 10. They do start from their own 24-yard line, 76 yards away from the tying score. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Parsons with it. Hand off to tailback. No, Parsons. Quarterback keeper around right side. He's got first down yardage. 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. Now to the 40. Missed tackle. Another missed tackle. 35, 30. Parsons could go the distance. No, he's brought down by Will Ogletree. No, White Burks, wasn't it? White Burks with a touchdown saving tackle. The senior quarterback, Trevor Parsons, advancing all the way down on first down to the Jet, or the Bulldog 20.
Like I said before, Clay County in the last couple of years had trouble with an athletic quarterback like you're seeing here out of Parsons. And let me tell you something, he's definitely athletic, Daniel. There's a lot of moves made on that one.
He can throw, pass, and break tackles. 1st and 10 for the Jets from the Bulldog 20. They're at the edge of the red zone. Hand off the tailback up the gut. Dalton Gold. No, sir. Brings him down. No gain for the back. Gold having a coming alive here. He's played great this year. The numbers haven't been there. We've talked about why. He's had a lot of double teams and stuff. Cross will content to single team him, and that's why we see him with how many tackles, Thomas?
He's already got 6, half a dozen here, and it's just where are we at? Midway through the second quarter here, Daniel. And just like you said, that's why. He's used to seeing 2 and 3. 1's nothing for him.
He'll not be contained by one man. 2nd and 10. Ball at the Bulldog 20. Parsons in the gun. Another handoff to tailback. He gets 5 yards on it. Nice little game. Tackle was made by White Burks, I believe. Wrapped him up on the ankles.
I tell you what, we're seeing big numbers in the tackle department. That's 6 for White Burks, 2, and Walker's got 4 of his own. And that's because Cumberland County's putting together drives, Daniel. A lot of offensive plays for the Jets here in this first half already.
Almost unheard of to see a single-A school playing a 4A school. And we see that even though Cumberland County has not had a lot of success in their own division, they're not a bad football team. 3rd and 5, ball at the Bulldog 15. Parsons in the gun. 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Play clock down to 5 seconds. Parsons milking that clock now. Goes around the left side. Quarterback keeper, don't go there. Quarterback sack. Go just
wow.
Racking up the numbers tonight.
Unbelievable, Dr. Parsons
Yo. Is fast, but Thomas, I think Gold's faster.
He is. I mean, we just talked about the speed of Parsons to the edge. He wasn't getting away from Dalton Gold right there, Daniel. Threw him to the ground like a white coach.
Sorry, guys. I was muted there.
All right, here we go. Thomas referencing one of my favorite comments from over the years from last year that Coach Edwards made. We won't embarrass him by bringing it back up at this point. Okay, now I think it's supposed to be fourth down, but they show third down, and a timeout's taken by Cumberland County. At the 6:21 mark of the second quarter, Clay County in front, 8-0. Cumberland County threatening.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Here we go, big fourth down. Parsons in the gun, fourth and eight. We'll go get back in the backfield again. Ball at the Bulldog 18. Parsons rolls to the right. He is under pressure. Ball's away, though. It's caught. No, incomplete. Turnover on downs. Parsons had a man there. Threw a little wide of the mark, though. And the diving receiver couldn't hang on. Cumberland County, it was only a five-play drive there, but they flipped the field, threatened to score again. Clay County's got to tighten up defensively just like they did on those last couple plays.
Well, I mean, the old cliche, they're bending but not breaking, Daniel.
Yep.
Drove deep into Bulldog territory several times with the big playability they have. But Dalton Goad shut that one down just like he shut the last one down, Daniel. What a dominating first half Dalton Goad is having.
Definitely so. First and 10, Clay County from their own 18, 82 yards away from the end zone. Speed sweep down at Kerr around right side. Same play we had on the touchdown the last time we run it. This time he picks up, we'll call it four, advancing up to the Bulldog 22-yard line, setting up second and a long six. Under 6 minutes to play here in this second quarter. During the Carquest pregame show, we talked about the 1959 Salina Bulldogs and their big 6-4 season they had, celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. If you missed that, go back and listen to it at the links below our player there on the webpage. Second and six, Ashlock in the gun, empty set. Three wide to the left, two to the right. Motion across the formation. Ashlock rolls, finds Jimmy Burchett on a swing pass. 20, 25, 30, finally brought down. Burchett picking up the first down. We saw Ashlock and Burchett hook up for what's going to live for a long time in Bulldog lore, that big fake punt last week that enabled them to put together that 21-play, 93-yard drive that sealed the deal in that big Region 4 he went over Joe Burns. First down for Clay County, now the ball at the Bulldog 31.
So much excitement with the speed this Bulldog team has. I mean, I was just waiting for Burchett to break that one, Alec Kerr at any moment, and Carson Sharp. It's going to happen soon, and it seems like it's fixing to happen on every play.
First and 10. Ashlock in the gun, handing off to Ogletree. He's tackled for loss. Nice play by the Jet defensive lineman. Dropping Ogletree. We'll have to watch the down marker across the way. Call it a loss of two. Setting up second and 12. Somebody missed a blocking assignment on that one, I'm sure. A good teaching point coming Monday in the film room. Clay County in front, 8-0. Trying to go up two possessions on this Cumberland County Jet team. It is homecoming here at Elmer Holder Stadium tonight. Jet field down in front of us. Another empty set out of the Bulldogs. Bryson and Jimmy Burchett split wide to the right along with Will Ogletree. White Burks now at Kerr split to the left. Kerr in motion. Timeout taken now by Clay County on second and 12. 4:17 mark of the second quarter. Clay County in front, 8-9.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon.
This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A second and 12 swing pass to Alec Kerr picks up round 4, advancing up to the Bulldog 34-yard line. I guess it was a pickup of more than 4. Let's see. Pick up a 5 for Ashlock and Kerr, setting up third in what we'll call 7 after it was second and 12. Clay County with the empty set. I kind of prefer the heavy set, Thomas, the two-back set with all the meat up front.
I do, but it doesn't end up empty. They're always motioning one back through the formation, just a little bit of different way to start the speed of this team. But I'm like you, the pound aheads worked a little better so far.
Empty set again, 3 wide to the right, 2 to the left, slant past the White Burks, caught for the first down. Great hands by Burks, and we see why Ashlock trusts him so much. Burks with a big diving catch, moving the chains, advancing up to the Bulldog 42, giving Clay County their second first down of this draft. They're fixing to snap on their sixth play of it. Clay County has picked up, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 first downs in this contest so far. Offense has been balanced. It's been pretty good. Coach Johnson doing a nice job here in his second year as head coach of this program. Ashlock now, 1st and 10, handoff to Will Ogletree. 45, 50, still moving, 45, still on his feet, down to the 40. Took a little bit of punishment from the tackler on the play, but I tell you this, Will Ogletree punished more Jets on his way downfield. He was running over folks like a bulldozer. Ball now sets at the Jet 41. Senior Will Ogletree with that breakout game last week at Joe Burns. It looks like he's ready for more action. Give it to him again, I say. Two-back set, Ogletree at the right hip, Sharp at the left. Sharp now motions out of the backfield. Hand off to Ogletree again. 40-yard line, runs into a big defensive lineman, keeps his feet moving. 4-yard pickup for Will Ogletree when he should have lost 1. However, he turned it into a positive play.
Just the drive of the senior, Daniel. We saw it last week, and we're starting to see it tonight. Every time he touches the ball, he gets stronger and stronger. And I got to say it, Daniel, he finishes them with that Ogletree lean.
2nd and 6 after Ogletree picks up 4. Ball at, well, I don't know where the ball's at. I don't see it on the playing surface anywhere.
I don't know if we're changing it out or cleaning it up or calling a timeout here, Daniel, but Coach, any scores? Maybe check on that Creek Bank game we got going on. That's the one I want to hear.
Hey, I do have a few scores here. Thomas, the first quarter, Westmoreland 24, Whites Creek 6. Jackson County 27, Red Bull and Springs 6. That's in the second quarter. L.A. and Upperman both undefeated. They're 0-0 in the second quarter. Monterey 14, Harriman 7 in the second quarter. And the Creek Bank, Trousdale 21, Gordonsville 0, first quarter.
I chose the Jackets in that one. Here we are. Ball at the 37-yard line. Pass away, incomplete.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. If it's bugging you, we will kill it.
3rd and 6 for Clay County. Bulldogs playing slow. Clock is stopped right now, though. But 2:09 on the clock. Clay County in front, 8-9.
Big call here from head coach Jake Johnson. You know, you're on your side heading in here. 3rd and medium. I think you put it in the hands of Ashlock right here.
Ashlock to pass. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Oh, now field first interception of the year. The Jet safety picked it off. Jay Gaslog finally throwing his first interception. I hope he shakes it off, comes back out, and keeps playing ball.
That may be the quarterback 14 that picked that off, I believe.
I think so. He's playing that single high safety back there. Just a good read on Ashlock right there. Good ball looking for, I believe, Burks down the seam again. Ball was on target. Just a great break on it there by the Jet and a good play by Parsons.
At the 2:03 mark of the second quarter, the Jets take over at their own 39. They've got a ways to go to tie it up. Clay County in front, 8-0. Parsons in the gun, hand off to, no, it's a quarterback keep. He's under pressure, gets back to the line of scrimmage, dodges a man before he's tackled by Keaton Arms, who records his first tackle on the night. Saw very, very limited action last week over at Joe Burns due to some strained ligaments in his foot. He's back 100% tonight, though.
Good to see the freshman back. And I tell you what, Daniel, besides that front, we've got Arms bring some size to that linebacking core. Gives it a little more physicality. Good to have him back on the field.
Parsons in the gun, running back at his left hip, two wide to the right, one to the left. Fullback also back there with him. Parsons to pass, balls away, incomplete. Threw a little 80 hop pass, what we used to call 80 hop pass, a little tight end seam. And probably had a little too much zip on that one.
Yeah, that's 10th attempt of the night. He completed his first five, and he's missed his last five.
Is that right?
He's been sacked a few times in between.
He had
the pressure, shook him up a little.
After that drop right there, Daniel, he just kind of went and put his hands on his knees, and he's still that way as he gets ready to take the snap. I wonder if Dalton Gold might be weighing on Parsons just a little bit.
Likely so. 3rd and 8, Parsons in the gun, ball at the Jet 40. Here's the snap. He does look to pass, has time, rolls to his left, still plenty of time, 3-man rush, balls away. Wide open receiver catches it, and he's tackled immediately by Jimmy Burchett. But they flip the field and pick up the first down. We're going to have to get a little more pressure than that. A quarterback this good, we can't allow him time to sit and sit in the pocket. The 3-man rush you was ragging on during the first quarter, Thomas, but they do go both ways. Maybe a bit of fatigue sitting in here for the front three of Clay County. Timeout taken on the field by the Jets. 1:08 left in the second quarter. Clay County in front, 8-0. And this is Bulldog Football, live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
1st and 10 for the Jets from the Bulldog 30. Screen pass set up, incomplete. That's a good play for the Jets, and I say so because it does stop the clock. 1:04 left. Jets trying to tie this one up. Clay County in front, 8-0. It's been a battle here in the first half as we play football at Elmer Holder Stadium. Not sure the significance of that name. I'm sure a very significant character in Jet lore up here. 2nd and 10. Parsons rolls to the left. Goes back in. He's there. Couldn't get to him in time. Balls away, incomplete. Clock stopped with 57.7 seconds. Thomas was saying there before the break that Goad was out, and we went with a 3-man front. I saw Goad back on the field, I thought.
That's 52.
I think that's Copeland, 52, Daniel.
Okay, not 62.
I can't see you all the way across the field to pick him out over there. I do see somebody. Can't pick him out, Daniel.
3rd and 10, 57.7 seconds in the second quarter. Parsons in the gun, two wide to the left, one to the right. Ball at the Bulldog 30. Parsons gets the snap, has time, looking to pass, steps up in the pocket, rolls to his left. Wesley Walker puts on the pressure, ball's away, incomplete. Definitely the pressure that was applied is shaking up Parsons a little. We talked about how crisp he looked and how accurate on his early passes, and he's looked nothing but here in his most recent attempts. Fourth and 10 for the Jets. Knowing the significance of this play, their head coach, Eric Ballou, first-year head coach, I believe, a man that is maybe in his early 20s. I know mid-20s. He's a young fella. He made you take time out. Whistles did blow. However, I don't see a call on the field. White hats talking to a side judge.
It's definitely what we got is a four-man front now, Daniel. You got the freshman, number 54, Eli Garrett in there. And you see John Copeland, number 52, rolled up to the line along with Coons and Walker. Still doing a pretty nice job, just not a look we're used to seeing.
They reset the clock, had a few more seconds back, 44 seconds now. I think it says 4.4, but it will say 44 here in a moment. Big play for the Jets. They have a bit of a built-in timeout call here with this delay on field. Head coach Blue, though, looking frustratingly up at the press box. Now we have 44 minutes. Coach Edwards on the clock. Now 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Trying to get to that elusive 44 seconds.
They'll get it in just a minute. Got to talk about this Bulldog defense, how they've started limiting the quarterback a little bit here late, Daniel. Still, the big play is what's hurting Clay County. You see them break a long run earlier on, the big pass play on the first drive. That's what putting the Jets in business. But Clay County has so far bowed up. Let's hope they can here before half.
Fourth and 10. Parsons in the gun. Last chance of this half for the Jets, potentially. Parsons rolls to his left. Ball's away. Intercepted by Bryson Burchett. He's in the 25, 30, 35, up to the 40. Finally tackled. 33-second mark of this second quarter. Bryson Burchett records his first interception of this season, keeping the Jets out of the end zone. Clay County in front 8-0. Now the question is, will Coach Johnson be content to take a knee going to halftime with this 8-0 lead? Or will they let senior quarterback Jake Ashlock use that big arm and throw it to the end zone time or two?
Well, Burchett didn't return that 8 or 10 yards for any reason, or for no reason, Daniel. I think you take a shot right here. Great play by the junior. Let's see if we can get some points out of it quick with the speed we got.
Ashlock in the gun. Hand off to Carson Sharp around left side. Gets the edge. Cuts upfield. 50. 45. Down to 40. Stays on his feet. 35. Still on his feet. 30. Big play on first and 10. Coach Johnson now definitely will take an opportunity as that field was split. The play started at the Bulldog 42-yard line. And there could be a flag. Yeah, potential holding.
Blocking
the back called here at the line of scrimmage.
Well, very unfortunate there. Great run by the sophomore. Again, going horizontal on that jet-type run, Daniel. But he planted the foot, put it in the ground, and went north and south as fast as anybody you'll see go. Nice run. But when you get the flow going, it's hard not to get a block in the back. It's hard not to put that hand on the numbers and push them to the ground. And I think that's what's happened right there.
It is. You like to see the effort of trying to sustain the play by continuing the block. Hard to pull off. Okay. First and 20 now. Ball at the Bulldog 33. Timeout taken by Coach Johnson. 20 seconds left here in this second quarter. Clay County in front, 8-9.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
We're back here after playing with advertisement. 20.2 seconds remaining in this second quarter. Clay County with the ball. I'm not sure what you do here, Thomas. You're deep in your own territory. Maybe just take a knee and get out of it.
Well, I'm hoping maybe Coach Johnson said that. Look, guys, we'll take this time out here at the end of the half. I think he may hand it off here with the,
see what
with the breakaway ability of Carson Sharp and the backs we have. I think you at least hand it off here and see what happens.
First and 20. Ball at the Bulldog, 33. Hand off to Will Ogletree. He's around right side. 35-40. Tackle. Gets back to the original sticks. Pick up of what we're going to call 11 for the senior running back. And whistles have blown. Timeout taken again by Clay County. 9.8 seconds. Coach, maybe we'll take a shot here. We'll see. Going to stay with you on there. This all started at the 32-second mark of the second quarter after the Bryson Burgess interception. We saw an athletic return by him. I thought he was going to break it. Almost did. He was brought down. We handed off to Carson Sharp on first and 10. He had a huge play, about a 60-yard run, but it was brought back due to blocking the back. Setting up that first and 20. Well, we saw Ogletree pick up nice yardage. And here we are, third and 10 with 9.8 seconds, Thomas.
Yeah, again, I think you're right back. Let Ashlock sling it down the sideline. We haven't seen that in a while. You put Jimmy Burchard and Alec Kerr on the outside, let them burn it, and tell Ashlock, keep it to the sideline one time.
It is a double set, two wide to the right, two to the left. It's going to be Burks and Kerr to the left. Burchett and Burchett to the right. That's Bryson and Jimmy, first cousins. Bryson a junior, Jimmy a freshman. Ogletree the lone back to the left tip of Ashlock. White hat preparing to blow us back into a play here. 9.8 seconds on the clock. It is third and 10. It is possible that Clay County, depending on what they do on third and then ensuing fourth downs, they don't convert. The Jets could have one opportunity. We'll have to see what happens. And we have trouble on the field again of some sort. Coach Edwards, I'm looking forward to a big budget pest control scoreboard update at halftime. I hope you've got some stuff together for that. And we see time added back to the clock. 12 seconds now.
We'll take it.
All right. Ashlock in the gun. Two wide to either side. He does look to pass. Has time. Steps up in the pocket. Balls away. Thrown deep downfield. Catch is made by Bryson Burchett. His first reception of the season. Sets Clay County up with 3.9 seconds left at the Jet 27-yard line.
One more time, Daniel. Let it rip down the sideline this time. That kind of the decoy on the outside with the younger Burchett, Burner, down the sideline. The elder Burchett underneath. Nice route right there, Daniel. Ran the post route, got on the toes, broke it off in the middle, and a better throw from Jake Ashlock. And a nice catch to boot. So
where's
good
the play start,
Thomas? Good to see it starting on the 42-yard line.
Bulldog 42, so that's 8 yards to midfield. And then 20 more makes 28, and three more, so a 31-yard connection. Now, we do have a timeout on the field. We're going to stay with you. 3.9 seconds left. And quickly, Clay County coming out now, going to try to catch the Jets off guard. Ashlock trying to get everybody set up. He's under center. Clock's running. Spikes it. Nice job by Ashlock. He got it stopped.
Yeah, 2 seconds. Might have ran one off or part of one.
So I guess Clay County was out of timeouts. They moved the chains. The officials were meeting about something, so the clock was stopped. Ashlock quickly gets his team lined up under center, spikes the ball. Coach Ballou wanting an explanation from the white hat. He's not been happy in this first half. Ashlock on that last play threw the ball downfield effortlessly. 30 yards, and it didn't have air under it. It's just on the rope. We're a running football team. That's our identity. That's what we want to be. We do use Jake to throw the ball when necessary, but I think he would thrive in an offense that did feature more passing. I don't want to see us do that, but with his arm, I bet he could throw it 65 yards with the big arm he's got.
I believe it, Daniel. He's really, really come on his senior year. And he's got the prototypical quarterback body, too, to go along with it, Daniel. He looks like a signal caller when he takes the field. And Clay County, tough break for them right there. Like you said, the officials had the timeout. What else do you do? I thought it was a good call by Jake Johnson and Clay County, and Coach Johnson's not happy about it.
Folks, I am not sure what has transpired on field. Perhaps we can talk to assistant coach Stephen Arms, who's up in the press box, and find out. It is halftime. We thought Clay County was going to have an opportunity to run another play. That was not the case. It's halftime here. We're getting set for the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Clay County's in front, 8-0. They will be receiving the football to start the third quarter of play.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action
from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Crossville, Tennessee, up on the plateau where Clay County leads Cumberland County 8-0 here at halftime. It's been a tough, contentious first half for the Dogs as they started by turning the Jets, Cumberland County, over on downs on the first possession and then put on a march, but were forced to punt on their first possession of the ball game. They actually turned the Jets over on downs 3 times in the first half and also had a big interception to end their fourth drive in the first half by the junior Bryson Burchett, who stepped up on that play to end the drive. Offensively, their second drive is when they found pay dirt, and they did it behind the senior Will Ogletree, who carried 4 times to start it and getting going, and then Ashlock, a 13-yard pass play to his go-to man, Wyatt Birch, and then he took it up the middle for 17 more, and then it was the freshman that capped the drive from 19 yards out with his first touchdown of his career, Alec Kerr, on a great run, and the senior Will Ogletree with a 2-point conversion pounding ahead for your halftime score of 8-0. Stat-wise, for Clay County, leading the way rushing is Ogletree, 7 carries for 49 yards. Alec Kerr has 3 carries for 20 yards, had a negative yardage, so the 19-yard touchdown with that gives you 20 yards at the half. Sharp, 2 carries for 3 yards. Ashlock has 2 carries for 14 yards after an also a negative yardage. He is 6 for 11 with several completions to Birch, Burchett, and others for 101 yards at the half. Overall, Clay County has ran 14 times for 86 yards. Add in the 101 yards passing by Ashlock, they have 187 total yards here at halftime. Defensively, to shut down this Jets attack, it's been the Dalton Goad show here in the first half. We saw him come out and record a half a dozen tackles, 1 tackle for loss, and a second sack of the season so far. He's dominated in the trenches, leading the way also with 6 tackles. I'm sorry, Goad had 7 in the first half. I just now looked at that wrong. Also with 6 is Burks from his linebacker position. Wesley Walker has a tackle for loss and 4 total tackles. Sharp has 2, Copeland 1, Markham 1, Arms 1, Jimmy Burchett 1, and Alec Kerr 1. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, View our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
We're back here on the Papa Grove Bunny Shop Halftime Show. Going to kick it over to Coach Edwards to share the Cumberland County Jets statistics on the offensive side of the football. I know they've got some pretty good ones, led by senior quarterback Trevor Parsons.
Well, he's leading in two categories. Obviously, passing, he's 6 of 14 for 107 yards, one interception there by Bryson Burchett. He's also their leading rusher, has 19 carries for 75 yards, which includes as a team, they're 19 carries for 75 yards, led by quarterback Parsons with 60 of those. One was 46, the long run there in the second quarter, 46 yards. Receiving, number 22, the sophomore, Trevin McGee, has three catches for 85 yards to lead the Jets. You know, pretty good half offensively, I thought. Not because the defense played bad, just had a hard time keeping up with Parsons.
Well, we've seen again, I think, Thomas mentioned it earlier during the middle of the action, big plays. You know, the two or three big plays account for well over half probably of their total offense, and that's not to say that, you know, there's anything wrong with that. That's probably pretty typical. But our defense has done a good job in controlling their tailback run game and some of their quick passing game.
And you talked about time of possession. You know, I'm pretty sure they got us on that. We haven't really kept up with it. It's been I don't know. The yardage is about the same. You know, we're just both right under 200 yards for the contest. But they've had a lot of offensive plays, which has given us some huge defensive statistics over here. We talked about it while you were taking a break. Dalton Goad with 7 first-half stops, and White Birch with 6.
Looks, Thomas, like perhaps the Jets controlled the football for around 12 minutes of that first half. Okay. So pretty even, but to their credit. What about some scores, Coach? Budget Pest Control scoreboard update as we see 1 minute left here during the halftime festivities.
Well, guys, we have the makings of several blowouts tonight. I think we're the only close game around at 8-0 at halftime. All these others really aren't even close, but we're going to go over them anyway.
Yeah.
Jackson County 41, Red Bull and Springs 6, halftime. Eagleville 32, Pickett County 0, halftime. All these are halftime. Trousdale County 35, Gordonsville 0.
Wow.
Watertown 28, DeKalb County 7. Cookeville 22, White County 6. Westmoreland 51, Whites Creek 6. Those are all at halftime, and scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Buenas noches, Roaches.
Talking about that Trousdale score, putting it on Gordonsville 35-9. Trousdale's one everybody that's a Bulldog fan knows very well, the prowess of the Jackets. I watched them play Station Camp's varsity at the Jamboree down on the Creek Bank where we met at Station Camp's JV. Trousdale's as good as ever.
They lost to Watertown. Wasn't that last week?
They lost to Watertown. 13-9,
maybe, yeah. Something like that. But I'll tell you something else about the Jackets, and I'm a little biased. I hate to say this, but they've got a Satterfield at the helm again.
They do.
The youngest version.
Clint's son.
Yes.
Okay, so third generation Satterfield there marching the sidelines at Trousdale County. What scares me about the Yellow Jackets is we're approaching a reclassification year here in the Tito West of Leff. If I'm not mistaken, they'll take enrollment numbers at the start of next year. And they were flirting on the borderline between single A, double A. It wouldn't surprise me to see those all-too-familiar Yellow Jackets return to single-A football. I hope they don't, just to be honest with you, but wouldn't surprise me if they did. Always a strong program down there, very well-respected. I think we've only beat them three times in our history, played them probably 35 to 40 times.
Yeah.
Only bested them three. But anyway, a little bit of history there. We do have a minute and a half left here at Jet Field in Crossville, Tennessee, Elmer Holder Stadium. Go ahead, Thomas, and let you talk about a special group of young ladies.
Well, we've tried to get them in as much as possible. I think we didn't get a chance to mention them last week. But these ladies, they travel with the team, coached by Stephen and Lennon Chitwood for a long time. He hauls them around on the bus. They practice as hard as these football and basketball teams do, put a lot of time and effort in them. So they deserve the recognition. And we're going to list them here. They're led by three seniors, and that is Abigail Collins, Taylor Smith, and Lee Ann Smith, two juniors, Asta Weir and Maggie Weir. And then the sophomore class includes Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Tamara Smith, and Zoe Seaver. And then also four freshmen, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kenley Trowball, and Katie Burnett. Great group of young ladies, and they're cheering this team on, and they needed a little bit, Daniel. Surprisingly, an 8-0 ball game here at halftime with Clay County ahead. I think you may see Clay County come out in this second half kind of like we saw against the team from Albany, Kentucky at home. Got a little wake-up call here in the first half. Not that we're playing bad.
No.
I think we're playing great, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We've been so close to several big plays. Clay County's going to break one in the second half.
We saw a completely different offensive look tonight. We've seen that single back set with trips. We've seen no back sets. We did get in our heavy set once with the big seniors, Wesley Huff and John Maynard, coming in. And you know
that
what?
Was on the scoring drive.
We moved the football against them. So that's what I'm calling for out of Coach Johnson. I want to go back to that. I want to go back to the ground and pound that we talked about, how big Crossville was, and we thought we were quicker than them. But honestly, we've had a little bit of trouble getting to the edges and having success. Let's go back up the middle, I say.
I'm with you, Daniel, as they're starting to line up this second half kickoff. Again, looking for some fireworks from this Clay County offense and Ashlock here in the second half.
Okay. Clay County going to be traveling from right to left to start this third quarter. Crossville going to kick it from left to right. The score is 8-9, Clay County in front. Deep to receive, the speedy Alec Kerr. Ball's away. I can't even see where it's at.
He's going to get a shot at it. Caught it about the 15, Daniel, and here he comes.
Fielded by Kerr. 40, 45, 50. He could go. 45. No, he's brought down. I'm going to quit saying he could go because they never do when I say that. Nice return by the freshman. Do you like that, Coach Edwards?
I did, Daniel. I did.
I think I jinx them sometimes. I'm a little superstitious. Probably shouldn't be.
I wouldn't call it a jinx, but I like hearing you say it anyway.
All right, Thomas, you just chronicled the great field position. The ball sets at the Jets' 43-yard line, very short field for the Bulldogs. Here they break huddle. Ashlock in the gun. It's a two-back set. Ogletree at the left hip, Sharp at the right. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Shotgun snap. Hand off to Carson Sharp. He goes around left side. Does get the edge. 35, 30. Down to the 25. That's Kerr. Kerr running it down to the Jet 23-yard line. pickup of 20 for the freshman, giving Clay County a fresh set of downs.
Two plays, two touches for the elusive Alec Kerr, and we're almost in the red zone, Daniel. Gotta love the speed and the breakaway ability of Alec Kerr.
We just said we'd had trouble getting to the edge. We got to it then. Kerr at the left tip of Ashok. Ogletree at the right. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Quarterback keeper up the gut. Ashok has 3 to 4 yards, and then he's brought down. Nice play by the Jet linebackers. Ball is advanced up to the Cumberland County 22. So a pickup of 2. We'll call it 4 Ashok. Second, setting up 2nd and 8. Clay County getting ready for this 2nd and 8 play. 11:03 and ticking on the clock. 2 wide right, 1 to the left. Kerr at the left, tip of Ashok, Ogletree at the right. Shotgun snap, hand off to Ogletree. He tests the right side. Ogletree in front blocking, gets the first down. Now he's at the 10, squirts down to the 5.
That's Alec Kerr, Daniel, 44, making the moves again.
Kerr with that first down. Did I say Sharp again?
You said Ogletree.
Ogletree.
You did.
I apologize. Here we go. First and goal from the Jet 6. 4 downs to do it. Ashlock in the gun. Hand off this time to Kerr. He goes down left side. 5.
Walk
going
you, baby.
Into the end zone. Second rushing touchdown of the game for young Alec Kerr. Putting his team up 14-9 at the 10:28 mark of this second quarter.
That's what I'm talking about, fireworks. And then they went boom behind Alec Kerr right off the bat in this second half, Daniel. What can you say about the freshman back? Just give it to him.
He's good. Ogletree out in front blocking for him. Did a nice job. Ashlock under center. 2-point play coming. Hand off to Ogletree up the gut. I think he got it. Waiting for a signal. There's a big scrum. He may have been knocked back. They signal no good. Your score. Clay County 14, Cumberland County 9, 10:28 mark of the third quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
2 touchdowns scored here in this contest for the Bulldogs. Alec Kerr responsible for both of them. He ran them in. Nice blocking up front. Aided and abetted his success, though. Clay County to kick off from right to left. Jets will be receiving. Kerr gets it away. Little squib kick. Hits at the 25. Rolls to the 20 where it's picked up by Jet. Here he comes. Tackle is made by Wesley Walker. Seems like he always makes those kickoff stops. Good hustle by the senior defensive lineman. Since we went to a different look after week one, Walker not playing a lot of ball on the offensive side, so he's pretty fresh when he's on the field, and it shows. The Jets will start at their own 30-yard line, 70 yards away from much-needed points for them.
If you'll remember in the Clinton County game at home, Daniel, after that, actually it was scoreless. Clay County came out and scored on 4 consecutive drives. Let's see if this defense can turn them over quick.
Tackle for loss. Don't go.
Sack, baby.
No, I handed off.
Oh, handed it off. I could have swore that was Parsons, the quarterback.
We saw Gold off the field at the end of the second quarter. Locker room reports say that there was a bit of a stomach issue. Perhaps that's gone because Gold looked fresh right then. It was a tackle for loss. Loss of 6 on the play, setting up 2nd and 16 after Gold's 7th or 8th tackle on this ball game. Parsons in the gun. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. He rolls to his right. Hooks the pass. Balls away, screen pass set up. quickly the tackle made by Wyatt Burks. Burks getting dangerously close to double digits on that side of the ball in tackles.
They both are, Daniel, and that's two tackles for loss and a sack for Gold also. He's dominating these Jets up front.
He is. He is an animal up on the line. Third and 12. Parsons in the gun. He had a great first half. Hopefully the Bulldogs can hold him at bay. He gets the snap. Has time. Ball's released. Intercepted by Wyatt Burks. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Wyatt Burks. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. A pick six by the senior middle linebacker, putting up the first defensive points for him of this 2019 season. And in 2 minutes and 54 seconds of third quarter action, Clay County has gone up three possessions here in Crossville.
Just what we called for at the break, Daniel. Clay County has responded again. They don't like it when they're not doing, you can't say they weren't playing well in the first half. I can't say that. But let me tell you something. Whatever motivation they need, they come out in the second half and they get it done.
I'm saying, I'm giving a lot of credit to the coaches.
That's right. We had
great halftime adjustments. Coach Johnson on offense, Coach Dickerson on defense. They've really made some nice adjustments at halftime as we see Alec Kerr unsuccessfully try a point after attempt off the block held by Ashlock. It is no good. Clay County in front, 20-9, 9:06 mark of the third quarter.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you, it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back here to live Bulldog football action on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County in front, 20-9. 9:06 left in this third quarter. Two quick scores, Thomas. We had the Alec Kerr 6-yard touchdown run, and then the Wyatt Burks is about a 25 to 30 yard pick six.
It's a great play by the senior right there, and showing the speed a little bit, Daniel, outrunning the Jets to the stripe.
Jets with the football after the kickoff. Walker missed that tackle. It was made by somebody else. I'm watching number 11, Keaton Arms, second stop of the game for the freshman. As you mentioned earlier, nice to see Keaton back in action after a very limited time last week. I think the only time he did see field was during special teams roles. Cumberland County with it. They start this drive at their 29-yard line, 71 yards away from what now is desperate needed points for them if they want to continue to be a factor in this ballgame. Parsons in the gun. Little bunch set to the right. One single receiver to the left. Hand off to a tailback. He's met hard by Burks. Burks credited with another. No, Keaton Arms. That was Arms. It is hard to see from here. We're a long way from the field. We're essentially 100 yards, I would wager, from the football right now. And we're much closer at the Twin Lakes broadcast booth in John Peoples Field. Cumberland County, little inside handoff reverse. Nothing doing, though. Tackler, John Copeland. Nice job by the junior. John has continued to become more comfortable after coming off knee injury last year during the Republic game. He was injured, sent out the rest of the season. He's back. He's healthy. He's looking like the player he can be. We've got injury timeout on the field. It's going to be third and six for the Jets when we come back. 8:24 in the third quarter. Clay County leads 20-9.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century.
They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
We are still here in injury timeout. It is a Cumberland County Jet on the field. Right now they're rolling out a stretcher. Looks serious. We are unsure of what's going on. We'll continue to be on break here until the situation is resolved.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated carquest store.
I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at the CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here, still in injury timeout on the field. It is number 51, Bryson White, a sophomore for the Jets. We did hear the Cumberland County coaches beside us say that he is responsive, seems to be okay, has a stinger on the field. They are taking precautionary measures, making sure that he's mobilized and things like that, going to put him on the gurney and get him safely off the field. But we'll go ahead and go back to break here. Clay County does lead 20-9. Is the 8:24 mark of the third quarter.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
All right, we're back in action here. Hopefully, Bryson White will be all right and hope that young man is good. Third and five, Parsons in the gun. Jet sweep action coming around the right side of the offensive line. Going to be run down by Dalton Gove. The foot speed of the junior is impressive. We can't do justice with words what he just did. He left from the nose guard position. He ran down a wide receiver who was in a full open sprint, had received a handoff from the quarterback. Gold had at least, he was about 9 feet behind him when he started, ran him down. Starting from standing still position, very impressive. Very few defensive linemen capable of that. And now it is fourth and four, pickup of one for that Jet wide receiver. The Jets now in punt formation. They do trail by three possessions, though, kind of early in it still. So with 7:38 and ticking in the third quarter, perhaps a fake for them. We'll have to see. It is going to be a punt. Nice punts away. Out of the curve back to receive. Fire catch. Bulldogs will take over at their own 31-yard line, 69 yards away from points that could put them up four possessions here. They've had two scores, Thomas, in the first portion of this third quarter. hopefully the long injury timeout will not break the momentum they had built up.
I don't think so, Daniel. I think this team has found their groove here in this second half, and they're just going to keep chugging. Got the defensive score from Birch, just like you said. It's time for another one on when we're on the attack, and here it comes.
Ashok in the gun, running back at either hip. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Hand off to Will Ogletree. He plows ahead to the 35. Play originated at the Bulldog 31. So if the spot's where I think it'll be, it'll be a pickup of four. And it is. Ball at the Bulldog 35. Second and six now. After the senior fullback picks up four on first down. Ogletree at the left hip of Ashok. I think that's Kerr at the right. Two wide to the left, one to the right. Kerr with the handoff. Goes down the left side. He's tackled for loss. Cumberland County's done a nice job with the Clay County run game. Now, we've hurt them with it. But there's been times that they've come through, especially on that left side.
Four yards.
So three for Kerr on second, setting up third and nine. Third play of the drive coming. Ashok in the gun. Burks and Kerr split to the left. Burchett and Burchett split to the right. Ogletree at right wing. Empty backfield. Ashok rolls to his right, looking to pass. Throws downfield, had a man. Ball sailed wide of the mark, though he was targeting Alec Kerr on the 5 yard out. And one of the few bad passes we've seen Ashok throw this year. And it's going to force a Clay County punt. Only the second time that they will use the punt set in this game.
Yeah, Daniel, and I think you're right. Maybe that little break did kind of take the wind out of Clay County, and I was wrong. I thought they would handle it well. You see the errant throw there. You don't see that much from a senior quarterback, but that one was just a little wide and outside.
Could be they don't feel that desperation they did when it was 8-9 now that they're up 20-9. Better not get too comfortable, though. Still got a football left to play. Ashok's going to punt it away. End over end kick. Fielded by a jet at the Cumberland County 40. Here he is to midfield. Across it to the 45 where he's hit and dropped by White Burks. That's bound to be 10 for him on it. And there's a penalty flag down. I hope it's not targeting on Burks. He did lead with the crown of that helmet.
Well, Daniel, I was fixing to talk about and brag on the textbook tackling that White Burks does.
It was low. It was good form.
He leads with the shoulder, looked like to me. The helmet may have got in the wrong area, which sometimes it does when the ball carrier protects himself and lowers his head. But I'm just wanting to talk about White Burks. That was his eighth stop on the night, Daniel. He's been the leading tackler for this team in every game all season long. Just a tough young man with great technique. White Burks gets a hand on you, you're going to the ground.
Well, your middle linebacker, he should be your leading tackler. We saw Dylan Maxfield for a couple seasons there, always led the Bulldogs from that position, and White Burks doing a great job of it here.
Lots of discussion, Daniel, over this. Coach Edwards, you see anything we didn't?
No, I didn't see. I thought it might have been a late hit there on one of the Bulldogs, kind of piled on. But with all the discussion, this seems like a bit more of a complicated call than just a simple late hit.
And the white hat talking to the Jet head coach over here on the near sideline right in front of us, Daniel.
Coach Blue, I believe, 23 years old, Pat Teeples told me he is. I'm not sure what Dr. Teeples, what role he fills up here. He's the athletic director,
and I think also maybe assistant principal to high school.
He's been here at Cumberland County a long time. As you mentioned earlier, son of our longest tenured head coach, John Teeples. He was telling me about Coach Blue and his background and was really excited about bringing him in up here, hopefully to get things turned around for the Jets. Still discussion on the field. We could have went to commercial. Apologize for the break. We are at the 6:01 mark of the third quarter. Clay County in front, 20-9. And one of the lengthiest discussions we've seen this year.
I think we almost got a call there as the white hat backed up. I think he's going to give us one maybe, Daniel.
He may be doing...
He's juking like Alec Kirk.
Well, I started to say maybe the moonwalk, forward and back. I'm not sure what you'd call that maneuver. Still having difficulty.
Well,
now the fans starting to get a little disgruntled here at the stadium. Oh, Cumberland County and Clay County offsetting personal fouls. Nothing to be recorded there, guys.
No, there's a lot of discussion over nothing, see, Mike.
White Burks was the tackler. All right. Cumberland County with it. Short field. It is fourth down again.
So, re-punt?
It was a dead ball foul.
I don't know. Maybe they'll tell us in a minute, Daniel.
It's a good thing we're not officials. That's what I know.
It is, Daniel. Let's go back and talk about what Clay County's done here in this second half. Again, Alec Kerr, the show, right off the bat. Great kickoff return to set Clay County up. Carried it all but one time on that drive and stuck it in the end zone to give Clay County momentum and 14-0. And then the pick six by White Burks to give us our current score 20-0. And they are re-punting. Ashlock back deep.
All right. 4th and 9. Ashlock to punt. Gets the snap. Kicks away. Blocked. Partially blocked. And it's rolling on the field. It can't be advanced, I don't believe. And it is falling off. Cumberland County with perhaps the break they need to climb back into this ball game. They've got the football 1st and 10 from the Bulldogs 30. Very short field for the home team.
That just goes to show you, even if they're offsetting penalties, they can affect you, Daniel, when you get out of hand and get a personal foul. And that one goes to show you it did. Good field position for the Jets, just like you said. And if Parsons is healthy, he's out there, Daniel. Let's see what he can do.
Ball at the Bulldog 31. Parsons in the gun. Tailback behind him. Hand off to that tailback. He's up the gut, has a lot. He's tackled by Alec Kerr, but only after he picks up 14 to 15 yards, moving it down to the 16. Pick up a 15 yards for that ball carrier. As we mentioned earlier, the yellow numerals on the sky blue jerseys, very difficult to see. I'm not even attempting to call the names of the ball carriers. Parsons is the only one I can truly identify.
Looks like the single back is number 8 right now, Daniel.
1st and 10 for the Jets. That single back would be Justin Hargis then, if it's number 8, a senior. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Parsons in the gun. 2 back set, a fullback and tailback. Quarterback keeper. Off the right side, he's met by Keaton Arms.
Arms came in to clean it up, but Wade Coon standing his ground from that tackle position, stood his man up, and held him up for Arms to take down.
Jets getting ready to snap on the third play of this possession. 2nd and 9 after a pickup of 1. 2 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Parsons in the backfield along with 2 other backs. Clay County in front, 20-9. 4:55 and ticking. Parson rolls to the right, looks to throw, has time, ball's released, caught at the 7-yard line, driven out of bounds. Is the receiver, Bryson Burchett on the nice tackle, number 6. Braden Tollett, a sophomore, with the catch, his first of the night for the Jets. Heavier set coming back on now, as the Jets have it 1st and goal. I apologize. 3rd and 3 from the Bulldog 8.
Good lick by Burchett on the sideline right there, Daniel. Big third down right here. You know it's 4-down territory, though. They got 2 whacks at it.
Heavy backfield. Parsons in the gun. He's the quarterback keeper. Power set. 5-yard line. Across it. Tackle's made by Alec Kerr and Joseph Markham. I misspoke. I get Jimmy Burchett and Alec Kerr confused. I think it was Jimmy Burchett. They're of similar size. They both have white cleats on. Kind of hard to tell them apart. Now it is 1st and goal for the Jets. They're threatening. Best field position of the night for them. So far, we've held them no points. They've got it from the Bulldog 3 with 4 chances to do it. Parsons in the gun. Powerhouse backfield. 3 back there with him. Hand off to number 8 in the back. He stopped short of the goal line. Wade Coons, the primary tackler. And we see a kick by a Jet and a personal foul. We're going to have a 15-yarder stepped off against Cumberland County. I do believe an offensive lineman or the ball carrier kicked Wade Coons at the bottom of the pile.
Coons, kind of like last week we saw the Joe Burns, the Red Devil, get frustrated when Dalton Goh blew him up on the goal line. Wade Coons following in Goh's footsteps here tonight, Daniel, taking him down in the frustration you see from the Jets.
I think I'd be surprised if he wouldn't have ejected from the ball game. That's no different than throwing a punch.
I believe I saw the ejection signal from the official.
Yeah, I saw the old thumb over the shoulder out of here.
Yeah,
kind of rocking up.
Again, for the second week in a row, the dog defense frustrating a team with their goal line stands, Daniel. And have both of them happen on the goal line.
Going to be second and goal, but it's going to be probably from around the Jet 17. Nice job by this dog defense. Folks, we're in the second half of the fourth game of the season. Clay County at this point only has given up 8 points. And they played some pretty good offenses. This Cumberland County Jet team, very good on the offensive side of the football. Got a couple of nice running backs, a very good quarterback, a stable of receivers. They're probably the most complete offense we've seen, to be honest with you. They were better on that side of the ball than Joe Burns. Joe Burns struggled to have a running game.
They did, but they had the outside just like Cumberland County does.
Yep.
Just didn't have the 1-2 punch like they do.
And now we see the officials start to step it off. Officials taking their time tonight, making sure they get things right.
Well, Clay County scored in, a matter of a couple minutes, put up those 2 touchdowns, and then it's been all downhill from there. We've slowed to a crawl.
Well, we have. We're at the 4-minute, 2-second mark of this third quarter. We hope that you're still there with us listening. All right. Third and goal from the Bulldogs, 17. Clay County with a 4-man front. Dalton Gold right there in the middle along with Wade Coons. Parsons in the gun, 2 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Probably a passing situation here for the Jets. Parsons does look to throw. Has time, steps up in the pocket, decides to run. Don't get much though, Wesley Walker there. We'll have to watch that down marker. If it moves backwards, it's a sack for Walker.
Copeland also doing a nice job, sitting on the edge there to help Walker get that ball carrier down.
And it was a sack for Wesley Walker as there's a loss of 1 attributed to Cumberland County on the play. Ball rest at the Bulldog, 18. Third and goal. Cumberland County, 2 more opportunities. Parsons, a threat back there in the backfield. He drops back to pass. Ball's away, wide open receiver, caught at the 10. He's up to the 5 where he's tackled and drug out of bounds by Bryson Burchett. Carson Sharp. Yeah. Carson Sharp on it. Fourth and goal. Very manageable now for the Jets. The ball's going to set, Thomas, about 9 feet away, 9 to 12 feet away. It's about at the 3.5, 10 feet.
You got to get Parsons out here on the edge, Daniel. And if it was me, as Coach Dickerson, I'd put an extra guy and kind of shadow him on this fourth down play. You know it's going to be put in his hands. I'd put him on the edge where he had a choice.
3:04 mark of this third quarter. Parsons in the gun. Powerhouse backfield. Roll out to the right. He wants to pass. Has time. Releases. Incomplete. Hit his receiver. We hear the folks in the press box here and in front of us in the stadium with a big gasp of air and frustration. Is that pass that Parsons threw should have been caught for 6. However, it fell incomplete. Clay County's been a little bit exposed tonight in their pass coverage.
They have a little bit, especially when you get somebody, like I said, out on the edge in space with options. And that's when Clay County has made maybe a few wrong decisions and left a guy wide open, and that was the case there on what should have been a touchdown.
Clay County takes over in familiar territory. They did it last week. They're 7 now at their own 3. Ashlock under center, handoff to the tailback. And the ball carrier goes around right side, picks up around 2. I'm watching intently across the field. I think it was Carson Sharp. I see a 2 leading it. It was Sharp. Coach Edwards gives me the thumbs up. As we mentioned several times, kind of difficult to see. We're a long way from the playing surface. Pickup of 2, setting up 2nd and 8 for Sharp. Ashlock under center, ball set to the Bulldog 5. Motion in the backfield, handoff to Ogletree up the gut. He picks up what we'll call 2 yards. Should set up 3rd and 6. Anybody want to confirm that it was Ogletree? Anybody else agree on that?
I'm counting on you, Daniel. I was looking right down stats.
I can't do it. I'm looking up scores, Daniel. I'm sorry.
Okay. We got work to do.
We all have jobs here.
3rd and 6, Clay County with it. 15 seconds on the play clock. Now they break huddle. 2 minutes on the game clock. Ashlock in the gun. Two wide to the left, one to the right. It's Kerr and Sharp, or actually Kerr and Ogletree in the backfield. Swing pass to Kerr. He catches at the 5, 10. Almost broke the tackle. Advances up to the Bulldog 13. Should be right at the stick. Going to be very close. Probably about 18 inches to go. Going to be fourth and really short. May have to have an official signal or measurement on the field. I can't even hardly identify the identity of our own Bulldog players from this distance, though, so I'm not going to even attempt to say whether that's first down or not.
It's hard to say, Daniel. It's pretty close, but I believe he came up just short. Just as he came in motion, just a little bubble screen to the outside. Kerr made one cut. I thought he was going to pick up the first down and make the next guy miss. Just lowered his shoulder and tried to get it, and they're bringing the chains in from the far side of the field. This could take a while.
Okay. Minute 25 left in this third quarter of action. Official measurement taking place on the field in front of us.
Looks like it's on, like you say, about the 13, Daniel, maybe a little less. And it's short, I think. Can't see for the ref.
The official is hunkered down.
Grabbing the chain, that's not a good sign.
It is short.
Okay, we are short what appears to be 6 inches. Clay County deep in their own territory. The ball does set at the Bulldog 13. We faked a punt last week from our own 15. Yes. That was in an 8-0 game, though. No,
a scoreless game. Scoreless game, wasn't it?
No, it's 8-8.
I think
hit the time.
I think this is where you put this one away right here. You put Ashlock under center, run a quarterback sneak, you get the first down and put it away.
We'll see what happens. Folks, we sincerely apologize for the pace we've set here on our broadcast during this third quarter. It took forever. We're sitting here at 9 o'clock. I think we started this thing around 8:15, around a 45-minute third quarter to play due to injury timeout and official meetings on the field. Ashlock in punt formation. Fourth and less than a foot for Clay County. The ball does set at the Bulldog 13. Looks like the defense has the fake covered. Ashlock rolls to his right. Rugby kicks away. Ball hits around the 30. The Jets are going to have great field position after what was maybe a net of around 17 yards on the Ashlock punt. 54.1 seconds on the clock left in the third quarter. The ball is spotted at the Bulldog 37, short field for Cumberland County.
We saw them drive all the way down to, what was it, Daniel, inside the 5 on field position, very similar to this on their last possession.
Parsons in the gun, wide out to the left, everybody else in the box. Hand off to a tailback who comes down right side. He's going to be dropped by White Burks. Pickup of about 31. No, hold up, 31. Pickup of about 6. He advanced from the 37 to the 31. Second and 4 for Cumberland County. Still 20-0. Clay County in front after scoring 14 points here in this, actually 12 points in this quarter. Reverse on the field. Man struggles to get back to the line. And he does not. Tackle for loss recorded by Bryson Burchett. That's going to be the last play of the third quarter. We're down to 10 seconds and ticking. We'll call it a loss of, actually it's a gain of 1. No tackle for loss. Third and 3. 20-0 is the lead for Clay County. Finally, this long, slow, tedious third quarter ends. Hopefully the fourth will go quicker.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina, Adele Hall, One Stop Barbecue.
We're back
with
here
your
on the Horizon
Sports Network.
Shoulder,
shredded chicken.
We're
ribs,
not sure if an ad was playing or not. We hope so. We couldn't hear it in our headsets like usual. On third and four, Keaton Arms makes a stop. Fourth and two now for Cumberland County. Parsons in the gun. Ball sets at the Bulldog 29-yard line. Here's the snap. Hand up to tailback. He gets that first down yardage, I believe. Vicious tackle made by Joseph Markham. I'm not sure. I think Ford Progress gave him what he needed. Thomas, do you feel like we're on air right now? Hopefully we are. If somebody's listening and they know my phone number, I wouldn't mind if you send a text and just let us know if we're on and being heard. First and 10. Pickup was there. Joseph Markham on that last tackle, Thomas, in case you missed it. Parsons in the gun. Ball's away. Incomplete. Second and 10. Here's the message. Julian Colson off of Knob Creek in Clay County reports that we're on. We appreciate that, Julian. Proud to have you listening. We were unsure. Okay, here we go. 11 minutes in the fourth quarter. Clay County in front, 20-9. Another run inside and another Keaton Arms tackle. The linebacker's having a good night. White Burks has got a lot of stops. Keaton Arms has a lot of stops. Pickup of one on third down.
Your phone's going crazy, Daniel. Must be a few listeners out there.
Maybe a delay a little bit, but it's coming in. Appreciate that, too. Gina Edwards reports we're on. Coach Edwards' lovely wife, Matt and Tara Roberts, report we're on. We appreciate all you guys listening. Thank you for that. We were unsure. Third and nine. Parsons in the gun. Faked the jet sweep. Kept it. He's brought down hard by a host of Bulldogs, and it's a gang tackle. I see Jimmy Burchett, I see Dalton Goad. I think Goad had first contact, and also Keaton Arms. We'll call it a quarterback sack for Dalton Goad, his second of the game. First multi-sack game for the big junior this season. 10 minutes and ticking. Fourth quarter going a little quicker than the third did. Fourth and 11, ball at the Bulldog, 25. This possession started back in the third quarter at the 54-second mark on the Bulldog 37. Clay County done a good job here trying to hold the Jets. They've only got one first down and another sack by Dalton Goad. He's like a cannonball shot out of a gun. He's too big to be a bullet. Woo! Three quarterback sacks for Goad on the night. We see the return of the All-Stater, the junior, the sack master, Dalton Goad.
Unbelievable, Daniel. You know, he's just labored in there for the first three games, doing his job, taking care of business, taking on the double and the triple teams, and tonight he's showing out just like we know he could. Three sacks in one game, pretty special, but we know he does special things.
9:15 on this clock as Clay County takes back over, and things starting to get a little more comfortable as we're deep in the fourth quarter here, and Clay County has that three-possession lead. Bulldogs start at their own 35-yard line. Ashlock swing past Ogletree. Caught. He's across the line of scrimmage. Fights hard. Picks up around 5 yards and is run out of bounds. We'll have to check the official spot for the yardage gained. Will Ogletree continues to impress. We knew how tough he was, and he's really starting to fill that role of a senior here in these last two games.
Yeah, that's his 11th carry on the night, and he is our leading rusher as soon as you give me the yardage on that one.
pick up a 7 on that swing pass. That was a forward pass from Ashlock to Ogletree.
Oh, okay, my bad. But he's still close to the leading rusher.
Here we are. Ashlock, quarterback keeper. First down and more. Cross midfield. Up to the 45. Finally drove down. The huge frame of the quarterback coming into the aid of the Clay County offense here. Coach Johnson riding that big senior signal caller across midfield into jet territory. Ball now rests at the Cumberland County 46. No, 44. Clay County playing quick, trying to build some tempo. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left. Ashlock in the gun. Will Ogletree joins him. Wesley Walker in at fullback. Ashlock, quarterback keeper, right side. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Not much more than that. He does advance up to the jet 41. Should be a pickup of 3. I think it started at the 44, right?
I had the 44, yes.
Yeah. Clay County's starting to chew clock here. We're down to 8:15 and ticking. 13 seconds on the play clock. Ashlock calls for the snap. Quarterback keeper right side. No gain. Cumberland County's starting to sniff out that little quarterback off tackle play. Ashlock picks up 1-2. Ball now at the jet 40. Setting up third, what we'll call a long 6. Under 8 minutes to play. I love to see this game clock ticking. Clay County likely going to walk out of this one with a win. A little too early to be talking about that, though. We'll wait till we're at least under 6 minutes before we get too comfortable here. 3 wide to the left, 1 to the right. Ashlock in the gun. Ogletree at his left hip. Here's the snap. Ashlock rolls to his left. Swing pass out to, I think, Jimmy Burchett.
Burchett, yep.
Jimmy Burchett on the reception. Picks up the first down yardage. If not, he's right on top of the chains. Advances the ball down to the jet 34. Does Burchett off of the arm of Ashlock. Going to be fourth and about 1 foot. 7:05 and ticking. Clay County in front, 20-0. First time we've met Crossville since 1941. Never have beat the Jets. We're 0-2-1 against them. Ashlock in the gun. Fourth and short. He picks it up. First down. He didn't get but about a yard. Fortunately, he only needed a foot. Really going to start milking the clock here. We see 35 seconds and ticking on the play clock, 6:49, and it will be ticking on the game clock whenever they get this ball set. I'm not really sure why the play clock's ticking if the game clock's not. We've got a whistle on the field. Measurement. They're going to say that, I guess Coach Blue perhaps wanted a measurement. I think Ashlock's got it. Depends on the spot. First down, Clay County. The drive stays alive. I've not charted this drive. I'm not sure what play we're on of it. Probably 7th or 8th.
Be number 6, according to my chart. It's probably not as good as yours, but it's pretty close.
Well, it's better than mine since I ain't got one right now.
This is the type of drive we saw at Joe Burns, a game ender. We saw Ogletree carry it 5 or 6 times there to run out the clock, and I think that's what Coach Johnson has in mind here at this point in this contest.
Ball at the jet 33. Ashlock hands off to Ogletree. Not much doing there. Potential loss of yardage. Yeah, they're going to back him up to the 35, also 2 for the senior. After the regulation expires here, we'll be doing the Dairy Queen postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. We urge you to stay on with us for that. 6:15 and ticking, 2nd and 11, actually 2nd and 12 for the Dogs. Ashlock in the gun. Another handoff. It's Alec Kerr. Comes around right side. 30, 35, 20. He's going to go, folks. 15, 10, 5. Walks it in. 3 rushing touchdowns for the freshman tonight. People have been excited about young Alec Kerr for some time in Bulldog country, and we see exactly why, Coach Edwards.
Indeed, Daniel.
Oh.
Alec.
Holding penalty.
That one is coming back, unfortunately.
Stay on the board, Daniel, but it's still exciting to call. There's no doubt about it. Just 2 touchdowns for the freshman now, but listen, we'll give him a half on that one. It was a joy to watch.
It was. Maybe we'll call his number again.
5:59 on the clock after that holding penalty. Clay County in front, 20-9. I don't think we've gave that score in quite some time. I'm sorry for that. Ball now way back in Jet territory at the 44. Setting up second and about 20.
At the 44, why not try 44 again?
All right. Kerr does set at the left tip of Ashnault. We fake to him. Ashnault looks to throw. Trying to target Ogletree. Can't find him, though. Clock stops at 5:55 after the incomplete pass. Third and 20 now after Ashnault throws incomplete on that one. Clay County trying to get to 4-0 for the first time since 1997. Been a long time.
It has been a long
22
time.
22 years.
And that was a great season back in 97. There's no doubt about that.
22? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I think your math is correct.
Okay.
Over two decades.
That makes me old because I was a sophomore in high school on that
it
squad.
Is.
So 22 years ago. I think they're going to do it tonight. Third and 20. Three to the right, one to the left. Ashlock throws deep. Targets their man. It's White Burks. Incomplete.
Oh.
Nice job by the Jet defensive back. He was there, got his hand in the way, and broke up what would have been a touchdown.
We've seen Burks make a lot of great catches. I think you're right. Just got in his vision. Got to squeeze that one right there for the touchdown. We saw him haul in two scoring tosses from Ashlock last week against Joe Burns. Capped those drives. That was another one right there.
Clay County going to bring up the punt team. 5:50 on this fourth quarter clock. They do have a three-possession lead, 20-9 here in Crossville tonight. This is a pretty good Jet football team. They're 0-3 on the year. They've not won a game since the 2016 season other than a forfeit win last year, but it's a good football team. And it's another great punt by Ashlock. It's going to be down at the Jet 1 by Bryson Merchant and Carson Sharp hustling down. That's twice now, Coach Edwards. We've seen an Ashlock punt roll down inside the Jet 5 and be downed. Perfectly executed.
Pretty impressive arm and pretty impressive foot on Jake Ashlock.
I agree. He's spinning that roll nicely, and as we saw last week, he's such a threat back there because we've got our quarterback as the punter, and he's sitting about 15 yards deep receiving those long snaps from Bryson Burchett. So if we do decide to throw out of it, he's got plenty of time.
Maybe the biggest threat on fourth down since Jimmy Crank Hull used to punt it back in his day, he did it all.
Jets have it on their own one-yard line, 99 yards away from points. They hand off to a big fullback. He matches up to the Jet 5, picks up four on the play, setting up second and 6. 5:25 and ticking here in this one. Starting to feel a little more comfortable for the Bulldogs.
And what I meant by when I was talking about Crank Hull was the multiple, you know, having the opportunity to pick up a fourth down with your athletic ability, and that's what Crank Hull had.
Parsons on the quarterback keeper, tackled by, started to say Alec Kerr, but Keaton Arms.
Right. And Ashlock's got the same thing back there.
Under 5 minutes to play in this one. It's been a battle here. Clay County now with a pretty comfortable three-possession lead, but if you recall, folks, it was 8-0 at halftime. Cumberland County came out on the opening possession of the game, scared the time out of the Bulldogs, almost scored on it, finally got them turned away, and they threatened several times tonight. Senior quarterback Trevor Parsons has done a great job. They've got a good receiving core. They've coached a pretty good game, has their coaching staff, and quality team up here playing 4A football.
No doubt.
Parsons releases. He was under pressure and then zone incomplete. Wade Coons putting on the pressure. And it's going to be intentional ground and a safety against Cumberland County. No tackle box in high school, and even though it's a rollout, we saw Parsons throw it out of bounds, and that was the signal. Coach Blue very unhappy with it. He's out talking to the White Hat. They've had several lengthy discussions tonight. We'll have to see if this stands. It would be 22-9 right now with this safety that we will credit to Coons if it does stand. And I believe we're going to see that. Coach Blue looks very upset. Intentional grounding. Safety. Wade Coons gets the credit for it. He was putting on the pressure. Nice job by the Clay County defense. That is the second defensive points we have. We had the pick six for White Burks earlier, and now Wade Coons getting the safety. Cumberland County going to either kick off or punt it back to Clay County after this safety's assessed. 4:26 on the clock and your new score, 22-0. We're going to try to play one ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people.
We return here to action.
We apologize about the ads there. We're not quite sure when to start and when to stop them, Daniel.
Cumberland County punts it. Evan Kerr finally decides to run to it, picks it up at his own 14-yard line, and here he comes. 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, across midfield. 45, 40. Kerr dodges. Oh, balled out. Balled out. And it looks like Clay County's recovered. Will Ogletree there to dive on the loose ball. Nice return. Kerr with a bit of a delayed start on that one. He jogged along beside it, watched it roll. I guess he wanted more return yardage, Tom.
He may have. He's just electric, Daniel. Every time he touches the ball, you know something's fixing to happen. And, you know, you can't help but stand up and watch him run, because it's a pleasure.
Received a few more messages confirming that we was on air here. I can't help but share some of these names. Kenny Meadows, alumni of the Black and Gold, a fullback back in the late 80s on some great playoff teams. Cousin Clark Napier, who resides up here in Crossville, has all of his life. Proud he's listening in. Several more. So we appreciate y'all's feedback. Clay County with the football at the Jet 35, first and 10. Ashlock in the gun, running back to either hip. It's a handoff to Ogletree. He's around left side. 35-30. Advances up to the 25. Gets the first down before he's drug out of bounds. Will Ogletree, the epitome of a fullback in the backfield for Clay County. They're going to spot that thing at the Jet 24, where it's going to be first and 10. 4 minutes now and ticking. Here at Crossville, it was homecoming tonight for the Jets. We enjoyed some nice festivities at halftime as we were doing the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show. Clay County in front, 22-9. Threatening to score again, first and 10 from the Jet 24. Ashlock hands off to Ogletree. 20, 15, 10, down to the 5 where he's drug out of bounds. Another first down for the senior, and I hope Coach Johnson continues to feed Ogletree. I'm not sure that Will has a touchdown yet this year on the ground. He's converted several two-point conversions. So we'll have to see if he calls the senior's number again. Ball's going to be spotted after Will went out of bounds all the way down at the Jet 5. 3:10 on the clock. First and goal for Clay County, 5 yards to do it. They've got a 3-possession lead now, trying to extend to 4. Another handoff to Ogletree. He gets in. Touchdown, Will Ogletree. Nice to see the senior who missed the entirety of his junior campaign come back and really make his mark on this squad during this fourth contest of the year, Coach Edwards. And they're going to go ahead and start at 4-0, something we've not done since 1997. They currently lead 28-0 in this contest. 3:05 remains.
Talked to Will a few minutes at school one day this week and congratulated him on his good performance last week, and he was really humble and hoping to continue that as he has tonight. So proud of Will Ogletree.
Kerr for the extra point. Snap, set, kicks away for the left-footed freshman, and it's good. Look good on that one. Clay County in front, 29-0, 3:05 remaining. We're going to try to play some ads, see how it goes, and we'll come back and maybe interrupt them. I don't know.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the...
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know.
Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan...
We're back here. Kerr kicks it away. Jets pick it up at their own 25. Here comes the return man. He's brought down pretty quickly around the 30. Trying to watch the pile for the Bulldog tackler. We'll give credit to Keaton Arms. Not exactly the most efficient way to record defensive stance, just judging who the last guy was up, but it's the best we've got for you right now.
Kind of like the way we're having to play the ads right now. We apologize again, folks. We can't hear our playback through our headsets, so, Coach, you're just guessing. Maybe you're doing a good job.
Jets with it, first and 10. Ball sets at their own 30. They're 70 yards away from points. Clay County trying to pitch their third shutout of this season. And we see tackle for loss made by
Wesley Walker.
Wesley Walker. Second and about 10 and a half after that tackle for loss that we gave credit to Walker for.
You know, everybody's stepping up on this Bulldog defense in the last few games, Daniel, and the numbers in this postgame show are going to be impressive.
Second and 10, handing off the tailback, hitting the backfield, breaks one tackle. Matt White tries to bring him down. He's in play, and a big John Maynard comes in and cleans it up. The senior run stopper throwing his weight around. And we see a pickup of 3, setting up 3rd and 8.
You know, we saw Maynard make a big impact in that Joe Burns game, too.
He did.
Helping Will Ogletree in that jumbo set.
Offensive line play, yeah.
Get the TDS top performer in that contest. Good to see the senior out there and playing hard.
3rd and 8 for the Jets. Parsons in the gun. Actually, that's not Parsons. We got another quarterback. First down picked up by number 6 for the Jets. Tackle made by Jimmy Burchett. That was Braden Tollett, the sophomore. Also tuning in and telling me that we were still on was my wonderful wife, Tiff. I want to thank Thomas's wife, Angie, and Rob's wife, Gina, and my wife, Tiff, for putting up with us and allowing us to be gone every Friday night during the fall doing this.
That's true.
They're wonderful for tolerating three old rascals like us. As we see Cumberland County go to the air, it was Tollett. Ball was caught. Is that right? Tackle made by who, Thomas?
Jimmy Burchett.
Jimmy Burchett, 2 in a row. 3rd and 5. Tollett in the gun. Under a minute to play in this one now. Hand off to a Jet running back. Another tackle made. This time by Big Wade Coons. Clay County going to go to 4-0, folks. And let me tell you something. If there's any way possible, I ask you to come out to Joan L. Leach Stadium next Friday night and watch a big Region 4A showdown between the Gordonsville Tigers and the Clay County Bulldogs. It essentially will be for a home field playoff berth, and that would be the first ever at John Teeples Field for the black and gold squad, if they're able to pull it off Friday night. And a few other things would have to take place, but it'd be pretty much a given as we're down to 20 seconds and ticking here. Congratulations to the Bulldogs in this one, Coach Johnson, defensive coordinator Coach Dickerson. Clay County's defense played great. Offense did too. We've given up 8 points through the first 4 games. Unless Cumberland County scores on the last play. We're under 10 seconds. Ball's away. It is incomplete.
One more
time. Time does not expire. 3.7 left on it.
And you mentioned that coaching staff, and it's not just those two guys. We have a plethora of coaches Which many of them former players.
Carl Ledbetter, Isaiah Walker, or no, Woodley, I think is his name.
Walker.
Isaiah Walker,
yeah.
Chad Holloway, Bobby Tupi Kerr, Jason Arhead Hamilton, Stephen Arms. Am I missing any others?
I think you're pretty close. There may be one or two more, but the job those guys are doing to motivate this Bulldog team and not only teach them a thing or two from past experience has been huge for this.
Final tackle of the game recorded by Alec Kerr as the buzzer sounds here. This game's over. Clay County walking away winners here in week four, 29-0. Stay with us. Come back and listen to the Dairy Queen postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger in one of their signature chicken strip baskets, a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day, starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats, the announcement of the TDS top player, and much more on the DQ post-game show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC. Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
We're back here on the Dairy Queen post-game show. Clay County winners tonight, 29, is that right?
That's right.
29-0 over the Cumberland County Jets. Pretty tough battle. We're going to see that as we go through the summary and stuff in a minute. It was 8-0 at the half. Clay County came out in the third quarter, took advantage of an Alec Kerr touchdown, and a White Burks pick six to quickly go up 3 scores, and they had another fourth quarter touchdown late. We'll go through all that in a minute and go through a bunch of stats and just proud of this Bulldog team. 4-0 start, first since 1997. Huge matchup coming with Gordonsville next week. We'll talk about that in a little bit, though. Let's talk about tonight.
Well, Daniel, and like you say, it's just kind of a grind here in the first half with this Jet team. And you talk about Parsons and the speed they had on the outside. And very formidable crossful Cumberland County Jet football team. And they should be. They're a 4A school. They got a beautiful facility here. Historically haven't been that great win-wise, but a formidable opponent here tonight.
Well, classification is what it comes down to. If they were playing in Region 4A, they're a pretty good football team.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for them, in Region 4, 4A, I guess it is,
yeah.
A little bit harder. A little bit harder.
So kind of off, off to a slow start in a way, unless you're the Clay County defense. In that first half, forced three straight turnovers on downs to start the game. Opposite of that, we put one drive together in the first half. It was an 8-play, 69-yard drive, Daniel, and it all started with a senior. You called for it. Will Ogletree up the gut, got it going. Then Ashlock found his favorite target, Burks, for 13 yards, and then took it himself 17 up the gut to set up Alec Kerr's first career rushing touchdown from 19 yards out. Ogletree added the 2-point, and it was 8-0. And we thought things were fixing to roll.
We did. Clay County's done that a couple times this year. Looked really good, and they did on that draft.
Yeah, but, like I say, Cumberland County kept playing. Following another turnover on downs, we were driving again, got down to the 37-yard line, and Ashlock, one of the few mistakes he's made all season long, threw a pick. It wasn't a bad ball. It was a pretty good play by, guess who, the quarterback, Parsons, who's playing the free safety.
Well, who else to better play that position than a fellow quarterback? I'm sure that's why he had such a good jump. Probably knew it was coming.
He did, and the junior, Bryson Burchett, returned the favor. We saw him step up a little bit tonight on both sides of the ball. Got his first catch, a big 31-yarder we'll talk about later, and then the interception to kind of redeem Ashlock, the senior. And basically we ran out the clock. It was 8-0 at the half. And we talked about it then. It was time for Clay County to come out and show up and show who they were and keep rolling through this season into that huge contest next week. And that's exactly what they did. And we talked about it. It started from the first play of the second half. We've heard that before.
Yeah.
If you'll remember. And it was all about Alec Kerr. I caught it at the 15-yard line. I didn't record how far he took it, but he got it to the other 43. So a pretty good return to start the second half. And then he had a 20-yard run to follow that up and capped it with his second touchdown of the night, a 6-yarder this time, 14-0, Clay County on their opening drive of the second half.
Yeah, set that tone that they followed up with. We went back to our two-back set, not our heavy set where we're in I formation,
right.
But one at either hip of Ashlock. Didn't see that a lot in the first half. And we returned to that, and it was on.
It was, and White Burks made sure it was on. After the Kerr score, he said, I better get one of my own. Pick six from about, I didn't record that either, Daniel, but it was probably about a 25-30-yard return. Great job by the senior on pick six, 20-0, and pretty much it was over. Even though that third quarter seemed to never end, it was just kind of a quagmire. There were penalty flags on the field, a coach's discussion, had a long injury timeout. Not saying that wasn't needed, but
it
was a horrible third quarter that took forever, it seemed like. And that's really the only thing that slowed Clay County down in this second half as they finished it off. With the senior, Wade Coons credited with a safety on the intentional grounding, made it 22-0 with 4 minutes to play. Kerr had a huge punt return, if you remember, to set up the Will Ogletree score from 5 yards out, his first of the year, for your final, 29-0.
Pretty impressive. Do we want to take our last short break, come back, then do the stats and
that'll
the CDS?
Work.
Okay. One last short break here. We'll be back in a minute and 19 seconds.
You're listening to the DQ Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Whether you're looking to satisfy your post-game hunger with one of their signature chicken strip baskets,
a delicious grill burger, or just hoping to cool off your craving with a blizzard or classic treat like a hot fudge sundae, Salina Dairy Queen is your destination when the final buzzer sounds.
There's plenty of time for Clay County fans to stop in after the game because your local DQ is open late until 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. And don't forget about breakfast the next day starting bright and early at 5:30 a.m. Salina Dairy Queen, where Bulldog fans gather to enjoy fan food, not fast food.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top player and a final budget pest control scoreboard update as we wrap up the DQ postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
We're back here for the final time on the Dairy Queen postgame show. Going to kick it over to you, Coach Edwards, for the Cumberland County Jets stats.
Well, fellas, the halftime Jets had 192 yards of total offense, and the Bulldog defense really tightened up there the second half, only gave up 54 yards in the second half to the Jets. But for the game, the Jets had a pretty good night, 246 total yards, 38 rushes for 111. They were led by quarterback Parsons. He had 48 of those rushing yards. He was 10 of 22 in the air for 135 yards, threw two picks. And they were led in receiving by sophomore Trevin McGee. He had five catches for 101 yards. Pretty clean game for the night, just a couple penalties on each team. So, there wasn't much to talk about.
Thanks to that Bulldog defense, kind of shut Cumberland County down when they needed to, if you'll remember. They racked up a few yards, as Coach said, but it's all in the middle of the field.
You called it earlier when you mentioned the bend but not break mentality. You know, we gave up some underneath passing stuff, and I think that was by design almost.
Mm-hmm.
We played a little soft on the corners and said, hey, that's fine. If you want to, a 7, 8, 9 yard out, take it. We'll tackle you. We had a little trouble doing that early. But the talented speed in the secondary didn't let anything get broke big.
And that's part of that scheme about containing the quarterback also. Bait him into going ahead and throwing it underneath, like you said, to make the tackle. Maybe a little less dangerous than Parsons' feet were.
Well, we intercepted him twice, and I'm sure that's part of it, too.
Right. Let's start with the Bulldog offensive stats, I guess, Daniel. We'll go from there. Leading rusher for tonight for Clay County, the workhorse, the senior, Will Ogletree, 15 carries for 90 yards in his first touchdown of his senior year from 5 yards out. But the flash came from Alec Kerr. Didn't touch it much, but guess what? It don't take much. Carried it 7 times for 59 yards. Had the 2 touchdowns, the first 19 yards out, and the next from 6 yards out. He was kind of the show on offense tonight. Carson Sharp didn't get many touches. Had 3 for 5 yards tonight. And Ashlock, 7 carries for 34 yards, one being had 2 big runs, actually, a 17-yarder and a 14-yarder. Total of 32 rushes for 188 yards and 3 touchdowns on the ground for Clay County. Ashlock was also 9 of 17 for 119 yards. Did have the 1 interception, but very efficient night for Ashlock under center, I thought.
Yeah, Jake, he's really settling in. Threw his first interception tonight.
You gotta get that monkey off your back.
Yeah, I'll take credit for that. And I told Coach Johnson this morning, we looked at the numbers. I said, Jake hadn't thrown an interception yet. So,
that's kind of like when you say he may go. So
that's true. I'm gonna learn to keep my mouth shut.
Right. So, receiving wise, had 4 guys with 2 catches. So Jake spread the ball around pretty well. Will Ogletree, 2 catches for 42 yards. Wyatt Birch, 2 catches for 21 yards. Jimmy Burchett, 2 for 15. Alec Kerr, 2 for 10, and Bryson Burchett had the biggest one of the night, 1 for 31 yards, for that total of 9 receptions for 119 yards. Most of the stats, 49 plays for 307 total yards. Haven't seen Clay County bust that 300-yard mark a whole lot this season.
No.
I don't think they have.
No, and that's okay. We've been pretty similar. Both sides of the ball, we've had 3 shutouts, gave up 8 points once. We know there's been consistency there. We've been consistent on offense, too. In the Clinton County game and this game,
It was a little bit more heavily leaned on the second half effort, but we don't have any offensive woes. I'm okay with those high 200 numbers, especially with as many rushing yards as we're putting up.
I agree with you, Daniel. And tackle-wise, we'll start with the senior Big John Maynard came in and made another immediate impact, had a tackle there late. Bryson Burchie, we talked about him stepping up some tonight, had two tackles tonight and the big interception. Kind of played it like Marcus been playing it. Got a perfect drop on it, dropped underneath and stretched up. And then the return after showed the moves and got a good return to, I think, set up the last score there, maybe.
He played with a greater tenacity tonight.
He did. Jimmy Burchie, four tackles on the backside from his corner position for the freshman. He's really aggressive back there and isn't afraid to stick his head in. Then we talked about him, the freshman arms, in his return, basically, didn't play a whole lot against Joe Burns. Seven tackles tonight, Daniel. A career high for the freshman there. We also had Jared Martin. There I go again. I told them I wouldn't do it. Joseph Markham, the freshman, had three stops. John Copeland came in and recorded two on the night. Sharp had three. Coons had a big night. He had five tackles tonight and, of course, credited with the safety for his almost sack in the end zone that was called intentional grounding. While Wesley Walker had six tonight. Two of those were tackles for loss. And the big sack. There comes the senior, really. I think that was kind of a catapult for him last week at Joe Burns, making the big play, the big sack, and he's going to just go from there. It's good to see the senior playing well. Alec Kirk, five stops tonight, came up and played that hard corner. And let's see, I talked about Coons. That leaves the senior, Wyatt Burks, nine tackles. The interception pick six, he just continues to bring it, Daniel.
Yeah, he plays middle linebacker. He's played safety before. And the reason they moved him up is because he's so aggressive and he's so sharp about what he does on the football.
Great technique.
Go ahead and do the TDS top performer. I noticed you kind of held stats back on him. And if you're wondering why we didn't give Dalton Gold stats, it's because he is the TDS top performer of tonight's game. He's played good all year. We've said, you know, he don't have the numbers, and that's fine. We knew why he didn't. He had the numbers tonight.
He did, Daniel, and absolutely dominated the line of scrimmage in this game. Granted, he had help. We already talked about Walker and Coons' big nights. Those are huge nights normally for this. In the first three games, Walker six tackles and Coons five and a tackle and a safety. You know, those are big numbers for the standard we've seen so far in the first three games. Dalton Gold just blew it up tonight, blew it out of the water. Double digits, Daniel. 10 stops. Two of those were for loss and three sacks. There's not many three sack games in history. And if there are, guess who's got them?
He owns a lot of them. I can think of a few others, but you got to go way back. Dalton, he did. Dalton has been frustrated. You know, he just is, and who wouldn't be?
Right.
When you take that much, when you receive that much focus from an offensive line, and he was drawing a lot of double teams, he didn't in that, and that was the difference.
Well, and I'll tell you why. It was because of Walker and Coons. They had to try to block everybody up front,
right.
And they had to leave somebody out. They all had a big night. But when Dalton Gold is singled up, mano a mano, we all know how that's going to end.
He's the best rusher we've got. He's the best rusher that a lot of people's got.
He is. So good to see the numbers for Dalton Gold tonight. That's the payoff for all the work he's put in so far this season. And you talk about you're saying he's frustrated. He's not frustrated with the effort this team's giving tonight.
No, not at all.
And nobody is. But well-deserved Dalton Gold, our top performer.
Absolutely. And tonight's TDS top performer, of course, was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach Edwards, one final budget pest control scoreboard update.
These scores are all final, fellas. Jackson County 48, Red Bull and Springs 12, Monterey 34, Harriman 7, Trousdale County 49, Gordonsville 0. Well, Gordonsville will come Clay County next week off a shutout.
Licking their wounds.
Cookeville 43, White County 12, Westmoreland 51, Whites Creek 6. Joe Burns falls to 0-4. They lose Houston County 35-14. And maybe the closest game of the night, hard to say is the best game of the night, but the closest game of the night, Livingston Academy moves to 4-0. They defeat Upperman. Upperman moves to 3-1. 10-7, the final score in that game.
We called that Creek Bank game the feature game of the night. It could have been that one between the Hog Eye and the Bees. That would have been one to watch.
Well, we didn't discuss it during how they fired, or we would have.
Yeah. Well, we don't play it over.
Right.
You know.
I'm glad we don't, honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. They are the professional killers.
Clay County getting a 4-0 tonight. Big winners 29-0 up here at Cumberland County, folks. We're thrilled you joined in and listened to us. Please come out to John Teeples Field next week. Watch them live and in living color. But if you can't, tune us in here on the Horizon Sports Network. Good night.